breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. We are now about 11 hours away from President Trump's deadline for Iran to quit threatening shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Trump not budging on his threat to go after strategic targets like bridges and power plants if Iran doesn't straighten up. Iranian officials, meanwhile, urge young people to form human chains to protect power plants. And Iran's new crop of leaders seems to be picking up right where the old repressive regime left off.
The crackdown on dissent comes amid the ongoing war with the United States and Israel. The internet shutdown during recent nationwide protests has made documenting these actions difficult. "Iran took my mother away to make me be quiet," one activist in exile says. Iran's judiciary is also seizing property of outspoken exiles. Rights groups report worsening conditions inside Iran with increased detentions and executions. The situation has inspired new attempts to organize the Iranian opposition abroad. Keith Peters reporting.
One person killed in a massive explosion and fire at the Bridge of the Americas spanning the Panama Canal. Foul play not suspected. Talk of another interest rate cut has morphed into a potential rate hike, according to this Fed official.
Beth Hemick, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland, tells the AP, if inflation remains persistently above the central bank's 2% target, it might be time to move away from cutting rates. The war in Iran has sent energy prices soaring. But Hemick can also foresee scenarios where a rate cut is needed if the labor market deteriorates significantly. Her general preference is for the Fed to keep its benchmark interest rate unchanged for quite some time. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Out of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures down 185 points, and NASDAQ futures off 167. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Fox 45 reports that Westmore brushed off new polling that shows slipping support among voters, offering a brief response Monday when pressed about concerns over his leadership and honesty, issues that political observers say are becoming a growing challenge for his administration. During a photo op unveiling a new Baltimore region transit-oriented development strategy at the Rogers Avenue Metro subway station in West Baltimore, Moore declined to engage with questions about the poll before being ushered away by handlers to ride a new Metro subway rail car with Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott, MTA officials, and pre-screened guests. And Fox 45 reports that Marylanders buying paint at stores such as Home Depot are now paying new state-mandated fees meant to fund a paint recycling program. But questions are being raised about the nonprofit set to receive the money. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. Now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather is changing, and now's the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds in Chicago last night benefiting from the long ball.
Ooh. Oh, that ball is shot. Will it stay fair? Better in.
Yes.
It will. Right inside the pole, a ringing shot. Deep into the Chicago night for Gunnar Henderson.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, a 388-foot missile for Gunnar. His third of the season coming in the sixth, and it proved to be the difference in a 2-1 win over the White Sox, snapping Baltimore's losing streak at three. Brandon Young, called up from the minors for the start last night, delivered. Five innings of shutout ball, manager Albernez after the game.
He set that big for us to give us five innings. Not giving up any runs was huge. He went right up to his pitch count as well. So, no, it worked out great. He threw the ball well for us, kept us in the game.
Now, there's a game time change today. First pitch at 3:10 this afternoon because of snow moving in tonight to Chicago. Meanwhile, move over Fab 5. There's another NCAA men's basketball champion in Ann Arbor.
Off the drive, McKinney sets the feet, fires, connects! A big one for McKinney!
Dagger. Ian Eagle had the call on CBS. Trey McKinney with the huge three from Michigan, extending its lead to 9 with 1:49 to go. Eventually a 69-63 win over UConn, the Wolverines' second national championship. Coming up in 30 minutes, Lamar Jackson enters the castle. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 9:07. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are tracking temperatures that are chilly for your Tuesday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, sunny and breezy with highs only in the 50s. We'll be cold Wednesday morning and staying in the 50s Wednesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
44 degrees in Westminster, 49 in Easton, and 48 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Yes, it's only Tuesday. Are you tired? I'm tired. Well, you got a long week ahead of you. Don't worry. Don't worry. You can make it. I know you can do it. Man, we got a lot to talk about today. Of course, the latest in Iran, all those updates. You know, I guess we're going in. 8 p.m. Eastern. It's happening. It's all happening. We'll talk about that in just a second. I did also want to talk about the juvenile automatic charging bill that passed in Annapolis. This is the bill that many people were fearing on the right. And then, of course, all of our state's attorneys, both on the right and the left across the state, right? They did not follow the data. They didn't follow the science there in Annapolis. Legislators believe they know more than our state's attorneys. So they know how to charge these juveniles that are violent, apparently, much more so than the state's attorneys and the prosecutors in which you elect. So we'll talk about that. Also, Governor Wes Moore was running from questions yesterday. Gary Collins, the spotlight on Maryland. You know, Gary Collins, shout out to Gary. He's been doing a fantastic job really getting down to the bottom of some of these things that gets, you know, that's on many of our minds, but sometimes I think reporters even, they, you know, not to say that they're scared to ask these questions, but I think they believe that maybe they won't get access to these individuals to ask them more in the future. And I get that part, right? I get that. You know, once upon a time, I worked somewhere else, and they would, you know, they would want you to go easy on people because they want to make sure they still have that access. The problem is usually the people don't want that, right? The people want real questions asked, and they want real answers. And so, you know, I'm glad I could do that here at WCBM. Speaking of which, at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by a doctor out of D.C. running for city council. First I'm scrolling through. I do this a lot. I scroll through X, formerly known as Twitter, and I see this video, and it's part of his campaign ad. And he's talking about the juveniles that are completely out of control. If you haven't seen it, there are videos coming out of D.C. It's been chaos at the Navy Yard and other areas of D.C. And it's a bunch of kids, you know, at these link-ups and doing all this other madness, right? So, you know, he believes that there's a solution for these juveniles. And a lot of it is surrounding rec centers and giving them things to do. So we're gonna hash this out because I have questions. You know, I have questions about this. I see this all the time, especially, you know, in the Democrat Party. And they always point to the fact that they say, oh, well, the kids are bored. The kids have, they need something to do. And I always come back to the same old, because you guys know, I grew up in Accokeek, Maryland. You know what was boring as a kid? Accokeek, effing Maryland. Okay? It was real boring. Olivia's dad, my ex-husband, grew up in Shamokin, Pennsylvania. You know where it was boring? Shamokin, Pennsylvania. All right? Do you know what we didn't do? Commit crimes. We didn't recklessly commit crimes. We weren't running through the streets. We weren't vandalizing property. You know, you can be bored and not a criminal. That is a thing. I don't know if they know that in some areas of the black community, but that is a thing. So we're going to talk to this D.C. City Council candidate at 11 o'clock. You know, he's been gracious to accept the offer to come on the show and kind of hash this out. And it's not going to be like a yelling back and forth. It's not a gotcha. This is going to be a conversation about the juveniles, the justice system, and how the hell we got here. Okay? And so I'm happy to have that conversation. So make sure you tune in at 11 o'clock for that one. There was some chatter on Capitol Hill yesterday. Obviously not amongst, you know, our legislators that are still off, but amongst some of those that are still working on some of their committee assignments. But they're wondering now, and I know that there are some people that do still care about the Jeffrey Epstein files and what's going on with that. But they're wondering if Jeffrey Epstein was tipped off possibly in 2005. And you're probably thinking, Cam, well, what's the relevance there? Well, we will talk about it because Carl Higbee on Newsmax just yesterday, he was also discussing it with Christina Bob. Remember Christina Bob? She used to have a show on One America News. I gotta check her Instagram. I don't know where she is. I don't know if she's doing just independent or if she's working with, you know what? She might be working with Tom Fitton. I got to check it out with Judicial Watch. Anyways, I'll check it out. But anyways, she's been trying to get to the bottom of this, and I guess she's been speaking to some of the members of Congress as well that are kind of working on the Epstein situation. Remember, they were questioning Bill and Hillary Clinton. Well, anyways, there's more to come on that front. So we will get into that just a little bit. It's not going to be a long, drawn-out conversation, but we'll get into that. Right now, we do want to talk about the latest updates out of Iran. Apparently, we have until 8 p.m. today before we see fireworks. That's not what the Iranians will call it, but we will call it that, I guess. Here's the thing, and I know there's many people, and don't forget, you can call at any time, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If you have the app, it's really easy. In the app, there's a button there for you to just hit, and it'll directly call the studio. So if you haven't downloaded the app, it is free in the App Store. Just type in WCBM-680, all right? Well, anyways, many people are talking about the fact that this is necessary. And I believe so as well. And if I were in charge, and clearly I am not, but if I were in charge, I guess I would have done this a week ago. You know what I mean? Because it was very obvious to us, I think, on the outside looking in, that we didn't have support of our allies. NATO doesn't give a you-know-what about us. And it was very obvious that Iran isn't really trying to negotiate. And so we've got to force their hand. And so many people are wondering, and I'll ask you that too, do you think this is going to happen? Many people are wondering if they're going to go through with this. And I think so. And I honestly, I think it's necessary. I think it's necessary. This also goes with the question of the day. I might as well give that to you too while we're here. Don't forget, you can find that in the poll too. I got a text here. It says, I think Trump was waiting until after Easter. You know what? You know what, texter? You know what? It could have been. Texter is also known as my producer, by the way. He could have been waiting, Brian. He could have been waiting. That would make sense. That would make sense. I guess because in my mind, I was thinking, why didn't we do this last week? And then everybody was like, oh, Trump always chickens out. You know, he gives a deadline, then he walks it back. And I was like, yeah, why walk this back? Like, at this point, why walk it back? Yes, the oil prices are out of control. Yes, right now, gas, we'll talk about the average in just a minute from Gas Buddy. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, we don't depend a whole lot on that oil. So our allies, NATO, the jerks that don't want to help us out on all this, you know, for me, I think they should be watching what's going on with the oil supply over there more than we should. And maybe it'll force their hand to help us as well. Anyways, I do want to get your thoughts on this. But the question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should the U.S. bomb Iran's infrastructure if negotiations are incomplete by 8 p.m.? Should the U.S. bomb Iran's infrastructure if negotiations are incomplete by 8 p.m.? That is your question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. It is a yes or no question. No, there's no like, oh, I'm unsure. Not today, guys. Not today. This is war, okay? You can't be unsure today, all right? It's either all in or nothing. That's what we're going to do. I do have some audio here because I did talk about it before we left the show yesterday that President Trump was going to have a briefing at 1 p.m. I got a little snippet for you to listen to. Take a listen.
We have a plan because of the power of our military where every bridge in Iran will be decimated by 12 o'clock tomorrow night, where every power plant in Iran will be out of business, burning, exploding, and never to be used again. I mean, complete demolition by 12 o'clock. And it'll happen over a period of 4 hours if we wanted to. We don't want that to happen. We may even get involved with helping them rebuild their nation. And you know what? If that's the case, the last thing we want to do is start with power plants, which are among the most expensive thing, and bridges. You saw the bridge. The bridge went. We were very close to a deal. And then I got a call from Mr. Witkoff, Mr. Kushner, and J.D. saying, I think they're breaking the deal. I said, tell them that's okay. Don't worry about it. But tell them to look out their window and watch. And within 45 minutes, I gave the order to knock out the biggest bridge. I gave the order to knock out the biggest bridge in, I believe, the Middle East, but the biggest bridge in Iran. And within 10 minutes after I gave that order, that bridge was over. So do I want to do that? No. Do I want to destroy their infrastructure? No. It will take them 100 years to rebuild. Right now, if we left today, it would take them 20 years to rebuild their country, and it would never be as good as it was. And the only way they're going to be able to rebuild their country is to utilize the genius of the United States of America.
President Trump, this is how you know that there's no teleprompter. He's just off the cuff a madman. I love it. This is actually what I voted for, if you're wondering. I also wanted to note, he said, yeah, well, tell them to look out the window. I thought that was pretty... I thought that was pretty savage as well. Tell them to look out the window and the bridge goes kaput. Look, if anybody knows about a bridge collapsing, it's us here in Maryland, right? I mean, we know, you know like I know how bad that turns out, especially when you have a leader that can't seem to focus on getting it back up. Here we are over 2 years later and we're still just looking at the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the water. And we're in America, right? We're in America. It's 2026. We're not in Iran. This is America. And our governor, Governor Wes Moore, who's dodging questions these days, his polling numbers are dropping. And then he has the nerve to say, well, if you haven't noticed, I'm one of the most popular governors in the country. What does that say about the rest of the country and the governors? If you're one of the most popular, Governor Wes Moore, then we're all going to hell. All right? I mean, it says nothing. That says absolutely nothing. I'm one of the most popular people amongst unpopular people. Congratulations. Congratulations. I'm going to get you a t-shirt. Well, anyways, I just wanted to point that out. Also, he did mention J.D. Vance, and I said yesterday, I still don't know where J.D. Vance stands with this war. I really don't. I really don't. He has not said a whole lot of anything about Iran. If you notice, the only time we hear from J.D. Vance, it's when he's talking about the fraud. Remember, now he's like the fraud czar or something like that. You know, and I'm looking at this and I'm like, dude, why is Secretary Marco Rubio more involved than you are? I know he's the, you know, Secretary of State, but at the same time, where are you on all this? Where are you? Because I think this is going to be a success. Not everybody feels that way. And if you don't feel that way, you know what? Call me and let me know. 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. Call me now. If you feel as though this will not be a success, you can call me, okay? I do feel like it's going to be a success, and I think it's going to be Marco Rubio at the end of the day that's going to take a bow. There's a lot of money and a lot of people riding on J.D. Vance of being the next president. Okay? If you recall, at Turning Point's big, it wasn't the memorial service. It was the event they had right afterwards. It's like, is that the one, AmFest or something? I can never remember the names of these things. But Turning Point's now CEO, Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's widow, she announced then that they're all in on J.D. Vance. They're all in on J.D. Vance. And you know they just raised a bunch of money. And they're going to help him with money. He's also in with Peter Thiel. Tucker Carlson likes J.D. Vance. Here's the thing. It's a lot of people that like J.D. Vance that's not so happy with what's going on in Iran. So I would like J.D. Vance to come forward like a VP should and let us know where he stands on this. You know, because God forbid something happens to President Trump, Mr. Number Two. Where would you lead? Where would you take us at that point? Again, I don't want to see anything happen to Trump, but I have no idea what number two. I have no idea what he's thinking. That's a problem. You want to run in 2028? That's a problem, right? Whether the JD fans like it or not, it is. And I already said this before with JD. I don't know how he even gets any minority votes. Now people say, Campbell, we don't cater to certain demographics. No, we don't. But the numbers don't lie. And the numbers tell us that we need to make sure that we have some minority votes, whether it's black vote, whether it's suburban women, whether it's Hispanic. You need those votes to win the office of the presidency. Do you see J.D. Vance gathering any of those votes at this point in time? No. Is it still early? It's a bit early. It's a bit early, but I don't know where he stands on any of this. I know where he stands on fraud. I know that he likes Doge because he's basically Doge Part 2. But I just wanted to throw that out there. All right, we get back. I do want to hear more from you. I got people calling on the line. I got text messages coming through. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I will also tell you a little bit about my day at the White House with Olivia and how surprised she was. And then we got to get over to the numbers coming out of Gas Buddy. What do you think the national average is right now on gas? You know, oil is continuing to go up just a hair. Not a whole lot, just a little bit. But we'll talk about that. See right there. Did you know Town Appliance at Owings Mills is the best place for offering anything you want and need for appliances? Their showroom is so big, it's filled with so many different appliances you can only imagine. From basic all you need to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag, and much more, even 70 plus brands to choose from. My experience with Mayer is absolutely wonderful. I told you about Mayer down there at Town Appliance. They're so helpful and happy to answer any questions you might have, whether you're browsing or buying. And right now, Town Appliance is having their 47th anniversary event, along with flexible financing options. So it's a great time to stop in. Don't forget to check out their website before you head down, townappliance.com, and look for their banner for their anniversary giveaway. It's a beautiful coffee machine, and good luck to all of you.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 2027 budget is a disaster for the future of Maryland. It hikes spending by over $4 billion and does almost nothing to solve the multi-billion dollar deficits looming next year and beyond. Governor Moore and the Democrats didn't find solutions. They found gimmicks. By shifting money between funds and pushing costs onto our counties, they simply kicked the can down the road and forced local taxpayers to pick up the tab for their fiscal irresponsibility. The appropriations and Senate finance chairs have long used these maneuvers to manipulate the budget and mislead the public. There was nothing brave or decent about this process or vote. They even held public safety funding hostage for the benefit of illegal alien criminals. In fact, the Democrats were so ashamed, they rushed the final vote, limiting debate and transparency. Anyone who voted for this budget has done a grave disservice to Maryland. Taxpayers deserve honesty and fiscal sanity, not games and lies. This budget is a $71 billion embarrassment.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about the latest updates out of Iran, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's like not a whole lot to talk about right now because we're waiting for the big shebang at 8 p.m. So tomorrow on the show, of course, we're going to have a lot to talk about, or very little. Because what if he changes the deadline? What if they come up with a deal? You know, who knows what could happen here? I got a caller on the line. I've got Tim in Baltimore. Tim, did you want to weigh in on you know what? I was talking about J.D. Vance. I can't tell where he stands, Tim. Do you know?
Well, the thing is that, remember, he's the president's vice president, so the largest ceremonial office. But here's the thing, is that we don't know what they're telling each other, but Trump could be saying, hey, you need to just be on the down low, just don't put your finger in this pie. But basically, we don't know what, because I heard the Iranians want Vance to talk to Vance and nobody else. So we don't know what's going on.
I heard that too. And I heard that he is involved in this round of negotiations with, you know, Kushner and some other people. But we're not really getting anything publicly from him at all. Do you think that's his strategy going to 2028?
Oh, absolutely. Because if this comes out positive, you'll find out that Vance did have a positive influence. But it's all about deniability. Hey, my fingerprints are not on this.
Yeah, I don't know how much I like that, though. Right, Tim? I mean, well, how do you feel about it?
Well, remember, the decision maker is Donald J. Trump. End of story. Full stop.
All right, Tim. Thank you so much for calling in. Hope you have a great week.
Every day above ground's a good one.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, look, I guess I disagree with Tim just a bit there. Because for me, I understand he doesn't want his fingerprints on it if it goes south. But to me, that's not standing on business. You know, I guess I'm a stand on business kind of girl, right? It's take, for example, my race in 2020. I feel like I stood on business there, right? There were a lot of people that said, Kim, you shouldn't go with that red dress campaign ad. Even my manager, I told you guys that, he didn't want to release that ad that went viral, okay? Because he felt as though the black community would not like it. And he was true. He was right about that. But when this was presented to me, I said, I don't really give a damn, right? Because for me, it was like, it's the truth. Whether they like it or not, it's true. Right? Whether Baltimore likes it or not, you know, whether they think I'm airing their dirty laundry, the schools suck. Your streets look like crap. It honestly looks like Beirut here and somebody, you know, ignited a bomb. The vacant houses are out of control. The drug game is running the entire city. You're basically defunding the police and not letting them do their job, handcuffing them with the consent decree. The whole thing is still out of whack. It hasn't gotten any better, by the way, since 2020. But it's like at that time when they said, Kim, you know, let's think about this. Maybe we shouldn't do it. I said, well, no, I've got to stand on business. And if they don't like the business I stand on, then they don't like me. And then they won't elect me. And that's fine. That's something that I'm fine with. Because at least they'll be able to say I elected her because she stood on this, and I agree with her. And, you know, for that district, we didn't do too bad, but it wasn't great, obviously. But at the same time, it's like, all right, you know, but this whole thing with J.D. Vance, not to go on another tangent, but, you know, I agree with Tim, the caller we just had, in the fact that I think he doesn't want his fingerprints on it. Because if it goes south, he doesn't want to look like he's got his hands dirty. I don't know. I don't like that. You know what I mean? I don't like that in a leader. Maybe you do. Maybe I should shut up and let somebody on the phone lines talk for a second. I got Ernest in East Baltimore. Ernest, what say you?
What's going on, Kim? Listen, let me tell you something. I'm with President Donald J. Trump. If Iran doesn't make a deal 8 p.m., I want that place annihilated. I want it looking like Baltimore. I want to see vacant row homes. I want to see buildings on fire. I want to see the power plants on fire, the water on fire. I'm done with Iran. 47 years, Kim, these people have been a thorn in our behind. You understand?
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, put up or shut up. You know what, Mr. President Donald J. Trump? We have your back. And you know what? I'm done with these people with their fake you know, demands and everything like that. These people conspire with China. They conspire with Russia, North Korea. These people are evil, and it's time for these people to be annihilated. The regime, I mean. You know what I mean? There's good people there, but I'm saying the regime. Just like the mayoral regime here in Baltimore and the city council, you know, hamstringing us here, man, in Baltimore. I'm tired of it, Kim, and I know I call every week and tell you about this problem. It must be finished now.
Thank you, Artis in East Baltimore. I agree 100%. All right, we get back, we'll continue this conversation. We've got more phone calls and text messages coming in, and I'll read them.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump gives no indication he'll extend tonight's Iran deadline. Either the Iranian regime agrees to reopen the Strait of Hormuz or the U.S. will destroy key infrastructure. Iran's president claims that 14 million Iranians have volunteered to sacrifice their lives in the war. President Trump spoke with the Artemis II astronauts after their history-making journey around the far side of the moon. They are now on their way back home. They're due back Friday with splashdown off the coast of San Diego. Cuba's communist dictatorship gets moral support from a couple of Democratic lawmakers. They visited the island denouncing what they call failed U.S. policy. And Bangladesh conducting emergency measles rubella vaccinations, trying to contain an outbreak that has killed more than 100 children. More details at srnnews.com.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Defense has been an issue for the Orioles in the early season, but not last night in Chicago.
Swings, grounds the ball to first. Fair, smothered by Pete Alonso, who's had a wonderful road trip defensively. Pete does a great job to get the first out.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. That snare down the line by Alonso was key in the ninth, preventing two runs from scoring, and it helped a shaky Ryan Helsley save last night's 2-1 win over the White Sox. Post-game reaction on Alonso's defense from manager Albernaz.
That was crucial. Pete's defense has been better than we expected, and that's a credit to him and the work he's been putting in. But, yeah, that play down the line, that's not an easy play.
Potentially saving those two runs that could have tied the game. O's in Pale Hose this afternoon at 3:10 with Trevor Rogers on the hill for Baltimore. Maybe it was the stench of an 8-9 season. Maybe it was the whiff of public opinion turning against him. Whatever it was, Lamar showed up in Owings Mills yesterday for the first day of the rest of his life as a Raven. His first day under new head coach Jesse Minter and offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, who made this comment about Lamar's participation at his introductory press conference in February.
We would expect him to be here, and certainly it is voluntary.
And so it's also, if you want to say that you're going to win a championship, you want to say that you have championship standards and those are your goals and your expectations, certainly that's going to take work, that's going to take collaboration.
Baltimore is the first team in the NFL to be back in its building, as voluntary veteran minicamps can be held by teams with new coaches. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's a season on the brink for the Capitals. And that is Stein on Sports.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com. com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cooler for your Tuesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 50s, so below average for this time of year. It will be breezy to windy as well. Going to keep those temperatures cold on Wednesday, but then we'll start warming up as we head toward the end of the week and the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the latest updates for Iran, 8 p.m. tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. Supposedly, we are going to see infrastructure being bombed by us, yes, if these negotiations are not met by then. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm all for it because, you know what, I don't want to dance around this any longer, right? I mean, the oil prices are already high. I'm sure you'll get to Gas Buddy in a second. You're paying a bunch for gas. Right now, it's like, you know what, just do it. Just rip the Band-Aid off. Just get it done. We were also talking about J.D. Vance, and Tim did call in. Tim, I appreciate you so also, Ernest. And he was saying, you know, J.D. Vance probably doesn't want to get his fingerprints on this. And I agree with Tim. I agree with Tim's assessment. The problem is I don't agree with J.D. Vance doing it. Like, I don't agree with him not making it known where he stands. And not only that, why wouldn't you be on board with this? And why wouldn't you be able to come forward? Because even at the end of the day, if it's unsuccessful, God forbid it's unsuccessful, but if it is, wouldn't you be able to come forward and say, you know what, at least we did the right thing? At least we did the right thing. At least. Let's go to the phone lines here. I've got Kurt in Edgewater. Hey, Kurt, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
You're good.
Say happy birthday. I'm 70 years
old. Oh, happy birthday. Happy birthday. You doing something big today?
Yeah, I just became an old fart, that's all.
That's usually how it goes.
Kurt, anyway,
yep.
J.D. Vance, he's not a leader. And we need to get rid of, you know, we don't want to run somebody who's a candy ass. I guess I can say that. We've got a good leader in Trump, a strong leader, and we need another one. So if J.D. wants to sit on the fence all the time, have him sit on the fence somewhere else.
You see, Kurt, and that's how I feel, Kurt. I feel like Marco Rubio, I feel like we know where he stands on these issues much more than we do number two. And I don't look at that as a good thing.
That's what I was going to say. Marco Rubio's proven that he's strong. I think DeSantis is another one that would be a leader and not a politician, which sounds like, and if Tucker Carlson likes him, what more do you need to know? As far as I'm concerned, I mean, I'll vote for anybody against a Democrat, but I'm hoping it's not J.D. Vance in 2028. I think we can do better. We need more of a Trump leader as opposed to a rhino politician.
You know what, Kurt? Maybe we'll get a question of the day here soon on how people feel about J.D. Vance, because there might be people that feel, and I bet they do, feel the same way you do. Thank you so much for calling in, and happy birthday.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, I got a text here from Keith. He says, we don't need to inflict unnecessary suffering on the Iranian people. When you strike the power plant, start by destroying the switchyard equipment first. Strike energy infrastructure first that supports the military, like fuel for missiles. I would destroy the infrastructure on Karg Island, where Iran loads 90% of its oil exports. Keith, that's a great idea. That's a really great idea. And I don't like the whole thought of, you know, the Iranian people being used as shields. Obviously, it's not on us. It's something that I think is going to come from this regime. And as I was talking to Sean Casey, Casey and Company, you know, they said, oh, we're looking for volunteers. I don't believe that at all. I don't really believe a whole lot of what Iran says, first and foremost. But secondly, I don't believe that they're looking for volunteers. I think they're going to possibly force people to do it. And that's something, obviously, that would be absolutely heartbreaking that you do not want to see. I also wanted to ask, just to kind of throw another piece of the conversation in here, and please call in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. When you're thinking about that rescue mission, right, and it was a phenomenal rescue mission, but in a little bit here, I'm going to go to the phone lines so people aren't waiting and holding forever. But, you know, did you feel like there was a lot going on there? And that we possibly didn't get the full story. You know what? I'm going to get into the details of the rescue mission, rescuing that pilot that was struck down there in Iran. You know, the amount of equipment, the amount of, you know, military personnel. I mean, it just seems like a lot. Is it plausible? Sure. But when you're reading it, it's just kind of like, wow, you know, was there something else also going on at the same time? I don't know. But we'll, you know what, we'll get into that. Let's see, I do have a couple of texts, a couple of phone calls. We'll go to the phone lines first, because, of course, they're taking the time to call in. And I've got, oh, Terrell at Owings Mills. Terrell, we're talking on a Tuesday. You didn't call me yesterday. What happened?
I didn't want to talk to you.
Oh, is it because we were talking about Westmore or some other local issues?
No, I want to get to what I want to talk about. Okay?
Oh, I see.
Okay, because this is what I really want to. I want to talk about the Strait of Hormuz, and I want to talk about, you know, he was up there using all these curse words Sunday, Easter morning, and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, so I thought you would call me yesterday, because you would probably didn't like it.
He was mad because Europe didn't help him go get rid of the bombs in the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, Kim, the man, he has no end game. You know, you got Leon Panetta talking about, hey, Donald, stop being such a bully, okay? You got Mark Esper.
You don't think this Iranian regime has been operating like bullies?
Huh?
They've been bullying the entire Middle East.
No, Donald Trump has been acting like a bully.
Okay, we'll differ on that opinion.
Mark Esper, his first Secretary of State, Kim, told him, make a deal, man. Make a deal. Get out of.
Well, that's what they're supposed to be doing today. I mean, he's been trying to make a deal.
Kim, Donald Trump don't know how to make a deal. Obama knew how to make a deal.
By sending them pallets of cash? Is that sound like a deal to you?
Kim, I can tell you before.
Sending them our money is a deal, Terrell?
Hey, Kim.
That ain't no deal. Just like the illegal immigrants giving them our money. These are not deals. Democrats like to just hand out our tax dollars like it's, you know, money that's growing on trees. Those aren't deals, Terrell.
Kim, Michael Savage told Donald Trump, just leave.
I don't know who Michael Savage is.
Not tomorrow, but right now. That's what he's telling Donald Trump. Michael Savage.
Well, Michael Savage is Michael Savage. President Trump is the president of the United States of America. You can't compare. I mean, he can't really tell him what to do. We, the people, elected Trump.
And you know what, Kim?
Yes.
He's scared to move. He don't have an end game, Kim, like I told you before.
Well, we'll see at 8 p.m. tonight. We will see at 8 p.m. tonight. Thank you so much, Terrell. I don't think he's scared. I think he's going to do something tonight. I really do. I got my friend Scott in Westminster. Hey, Scott, you wanted to weigh in?
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
About J.D. Vance, it's time that you and other Republicans, like the other guy who called J.D. Vance a rhino, which is ridiculous. It's time for you to realize something, that J.D. Vance is going to be the nominee. And that's all there is to it. Okay? J.D. Vance... All Trump has to do is say, I endorse J.D. Vance.
But what if he endorses Marco Rubio?
Well, that's something different, okay? But, you know, but Trump is going to endorse his vice president, Kim, all right? J.D. Vance, he mentioned that Charlie Kirk's organization was behind J.D. Vance. Well, Charlie Kirk's group helped him get into the Senate, helped him become Trump's VP, all right? And it's going to happen, Kim. You're gonna have to face up to it.
I'm not sold on that one, Scott. I'm not sold because, you know, even, you know, I would say even the U.S. Texas Senate race right now, you know, everybody kept saying, oh, you know, Trump is going to come out. He's going to endorse Cornyn immediately. He hasn't endorsed anyone yet, nor Cornyn nor Paxton. I think Trump, when it comes down to it, does decide on who he wants to endorse. And sometimes I think that changes, you know, as time goes by.
And, Kim, there's a couple things you got to remember. First, J.D. Vance is doing what a vice president should be doing. First, he is quietly supporting the president. He's not out in the press. He's doing what a vice president needs to do. And second, J.D. Vance is former Marine Corps. The Marine Corps, the enlisted people, they will rally around him when it comes time for the presidential election. And, Kim, you watch, starting in 27 with the Iowa State Fair, you see who goes to that. And then J.D. Vance will start going to New Hampshire for their Eggs and Politics event. And then he'll go down to South Carolina. And the Marines down there will rally behind him.
Well, Scott, let me ask you this. How do you think J.D. Vance is going to do with both the black and Hispanic vote?
Now, see, Kim, that question has been asked to white Republican nominees. I refer you to 2024. When young men ages 18 to 36 who were white, black, Hispanic, Asian rallied to President Trump.
Right, but Trump and J.D. Vance are two totally different candidates.
That certainly is true, but once the Democrats and Republicans start putting out their agendas, the young men are going to see it. They're going to say, hey, we're going with a relatively young man in J.D. Vance who is not talking about tampons in the men's room, who's not talking about girls, men and girls locker rooms. He's talking about what issues that are going to be important to young men and important to the people that make this country work.
Well, Scott,
happen, Kim.
I appreciate you. We'll have to wait and see, Scott. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. I hope you had a great Easter as well.
You too, Kim.
Thank you. I'm not sold on it. I'm not sold. I really am not. So, and I will say, you know, looking at what the black community talks about often, I will say right now, and maybe this is a good strategy, I don't hear anybody talking about J.D. Vance in the minority communities, not black nor Hispanic, right? And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's part of the strategy. But with President Trump, I think he, you know, he was looked at as the guy that wasn't this, you know, old school politician. And I do believe there was a huge change and shift when during his first run, when he says, what do you have to lose, that whole thing. I thought at that time is when he started to garner support, especially from black men. I wonder if J.D. Vance is going to have one of those moments. I just can't see it happening. But he's possibly right. Now, as far as Scott's suggested that the Marine Corps will get behind J.D. Vance, well, that's interesting because if Marco Rubio pulls this off, if Marco Rubio pulls this off in Iran, I would think that you were going to have a lot of military members, you know, that would also get behind Marco. And if you're looking at, you know, online, if you're talking about who's, you know, got foreign policy down to a science, it would be Marco. And then if you look back to his Senate confirmation hearing, remember, unanimously, Marco Rubio was selected. Democrats, independents, and Republicans all support Marco Rubio. I don't think J.D. Vance could say the same thing. And I think that President Trump, yes, one day he'll have to make that decision, but you have to wonder. You have to wonder. I've got Herb in Baltimore. Herb, we were talking also about what's going on in Iran, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. What say you on all of this?
I say people need to quit second-guessing Trump all the time on everything, because every time you do, you're proven wrong. President Trump, and you can look this up because I know you look things up all the time, and let me start this off with, I love you, Kim. You're great. And I told you before when you lost the election and you came back as a news commentator, I wasn't sad because you do more good doing what you're doing now, I think, than you could have done the other way because you reach more people. But what I'm talking about is Trump has a genius level IQ. He's had multiple businesses in the past, and he's failed at businesses, which makes him not want to fail again. That's how he approached being president. He has so many people that are detractors that he some of the stuff he does, he's doing it just to poke fun at them. And people that are constantly second-guessing are constantly being wrong. You have somebody who just called today, and I've told you this before, him and another one of your callers, they treat you like you're a child. They talk to you like you have no common sense and that you don't know anything, which I don't believe that's true. I believe you know a lot. I just think that right now, with what's going on in the war with over there, I think Trump is looking at things strategically. He's gathering up all his information from all of the all the military people. He gets the information from me. He processes it, and some of the stuff he takes it all the way. Some of it he doesn't. I mean, that's what a true leader does. And as far as J.D. Vance, J.D. Vance is doing exactly what a vice president is supposed to do. He's not supposed to be out there in front making comments, trying to, you know, overshadow the president in any way. He's supposed to be there fully supporting him. And, you know, if you think that that's not what he's supposed to do, well, that's you have a wrong way of thinking about how a vice president's supposed to act. He's also supposed to be ready to step in a moment's notice if something happens to the president. And I think J.D. Vance has the education. He has the taken know-how. And I think he can step in. As far as Rubio goes, Rubio is perfect in what he's doing right now, and he should stay there doing it. If you pull him out of there, it's just like pulling some of these senators and these congressmen out of the job that they're doing, and they do a great job what they're doing. You pull them out to take him do a little cabinet position or something here, then you lose that voice in there. So I don't think J.D. Vance should be pulled out at all. I think he should be the next Secretary of State, because that's how good of a job he's doing at that job. As far as being president, I don't know.
Okay, so you want him to stay as Secretary of State, even if J.D. Vance does win in 2028, you want Marco Rubio still in that spot?
I think he's doing an excellent job doing it. He's doing a better job there than anybody else could. And I think that's his forte. That's where he should stay.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. And that's why I think he's on my list for 2028. So I guess we differ in opinion. Herb, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. I got a lot of text messages coming in. Now, real quick, spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, listen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patent collagen and research-backed green lip muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduced stiffness. Promoting better overall mobility, you'll notice over time. So just go to res-q.com and use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus and get one free. You can also call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code RELIEF, which is RELIEF.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The United States military pulled off one of the most daring search and rescue missions in U.S. history for one of our incredible crew member officers, who also happens to be a highly respected colonel, who I am thrilled to let you now know is now safe and sound. His brave warrior was behind enemy lines in the treacherous mountains of Iran, being hunted down by our enemies, who were getting closer and closer by the hour, but was never truly alone because his commander-in-chief, Secretary of War, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and fellow warfighters were monitoring his location 24 hours a day, diligently planning for his rescue. At my direction, the U.S. military sent dozens of aircraft armed with the most lethal weapons in the world.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
You know, I've been endorsing Pure Talk for 7 years now, and I wanted to work with a wireless company that shares my values. Now, Pure Talk is a veteran-led company, and helping veterans is their North Star. Now, they've donated over $500,000 to America's Warrior Partnership. It's a fantastic organization who is on the front lines of preventing veteran suicide. Also, Pure Talk's creating American jobs with a U.S.-only workforce. Yeah, I guess it'd be a lot cheaper to send jobs overseas like many other companies do, but they are committed to delivering the best experience possible for their customers. And yes, I love Pure Talk service. They give you the same cell towers, the same 5G network as the big guys, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you save, on average, as a family, over $1,000 a year. Now, I choose to do business with a company that shares my values. So what about you? Make the switch. #250, keyword save now. That's #250, keyword save now. Make the switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We're wrapping up this conversation about President Trump's comments yesterday about Iran and the fact that he most likely will bomb infrastructure tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern if negotiations are not successful before then. And then also we talked about J.D. Vance just a little bit. And I said before, I don't know where he stands on any of these issues regarding our foreign policy. And I understand that he's supposed to be second up, number two and up next. But, in my view, if you don't know where he stands on any of the foreign policy, how do you get people to vote for him when we're in these issues today where most of our issues surround foreign policy? Right. I mean, that's like voting for somebody like, how they did in Baltimore with Congressman Kwesi Inoue. They voted for him blind. He didn't have a platform. He just said, hey, I'm Inoue. You know me. Right. And what have they gotten? What have they gotten in 6 years in Baltimore City under Inoue? Absolutely nothing. I mean, has there been one corporation, one career opportunity that has come to town thanks to Inoue? Has he secured any money that has made any difference there in Baltimore City that has done anything in the last 6 years? The answer is no. But, at the same time, I can't fault him. He didn't promise anything. They voted for a guy that gave them nothing. And that's what I'm saying about J.D. Vance. If he gives us nothing with foreign policy, and yet we're supposed to believe that he's going to continue whatever Trump is doing, I can't believe that. You're asking me to believe that with a blindfold on. I can't do it. David says in a text line, Kim, it's been over four decades. Iran keeps improving and attacking through the terrorists. Stop playing and turn Iran into a sheet of glass. This is David from Halthorpe. Yeah, David, I'm on board with all of this. And like I said, and I know some people thought maybe Trump should wait. Well, did wait till after Easter, which makes sense. It makes sense. But I would have done this last week. I've got my friend Gary in Kingsville. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
You know, Jackie and I love you.
Thank you.
You've got me a little perplexed here. We are in the midst of a war. We're not in the midst of a campaign season. But you seem to be talking campaign strategy. Now, I know politicians are always campaigning. I get that. But there's a prioritizing of what needs to be done at the moment. And right now, we're at war, and we have an economy we're trying to rebuild here at home.
Right.
So
Well, you don't think Vance's strategy right now is to keep his fingerprints off of this? I think that is campaign strategy.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
You seem to be saying that he's not actively celebrating what Trump's doing, promoting what Trump. Has he said anything against what Trump is doing?
He has said nothing at all. That's why I think the caller earlier, Tim, is correct. I think he wants to, as if he's never touched any of this. So if it does go south, I think this is his strategy for 2028. So I'm talking campaign strategy. I don't have a ton of time here, Gary. But I'm talking campaign strategy because J.D. Vance is obviously campaigning for 2028.
Well, Marco is willing to step aside to let J.D. run. What does that say about Marco's judgment?
Well, yeah, I get that. Marco, that's the kind of guy Marco is. I have to take a break
here. This
is
the kind of guy Vance is. He's being supportive of his president. I'm not quite sure I'm with you on this.
Well, you know what? I will continue this conversation when we get back. Thank you, Gary, for calling in. Stay right there.
you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income, the payment may be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. My name is Mark McVeary, and I've spent more than 30 years helping homeowners understand their options. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The first step is to simply understand what makes sense for you. Call me, Mark McVeary, at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. military has once again struck Karg Island, which is crucial to Iran's oil industry. An unnamed White House official says military targets on the island were hit. President Trump gives no indication he'll extend tonight's Iran deadline. Either the Iranian regime agrees to reopen the Strait of Hormuz or the U.S. will level key infrastructure. And one more look back at that dramatic rescue of two American military pilots in Iran.
U.S. forces rescued the pilot within hours of the F-15 fighter jet going down, but it took nearly 2 days to rescue the second aviator in a daring operation. CIA Director John Ratcliffe.
We deployed both human assets and exquisite technologies that no other intelligence service in the world possesses.
He said the search and rescue operation was comparable to hunting for a single grain of sand in the middle of the desert. And President Trump was impressed.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president spoke with the Artemis II astronauts after their history-making journey around the far side of the moon, crew member Christina Cook telling the president.
One of the biggest highlights was coming back from the far side of the moon and having the first glimpses of planet Earth again after being out of communication for about 45 minutes. It really just reminds you what a special place we have and how important it is for our nation to lead and not follow in exploring deep space.
They're now on their way back home, due back Friday, splashdown off the coast of San Diego. Cuba's communist dictatorship gets moral support from a couple of Democrat lawmakers. They visited the island denouncing what they call failed U.S. policy. The two Democrats, Washington State's Pramila Jayapal and Jonathan Jackson of Illinois. Watching Wall Street, stocks are in the red so far this morning. The Dow is down about 323 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that Baltimore City leaders are pushing a sweeping update to the city's charter, a document that is more than a century old and has seen substantial changes only twice in modern history, most recently in 1994. The proposed legislation introduced Monday at Baltimore City Hall is a state of amendments that lawmakers say would restructure and modernize city government. Councilman John Bullock, who represents District 9, said some of the changes we're looking at are really to give the council a stronger, more precise set of tools to do its job. job. And the Baltimore Police Department has identified the parties in last week's officer-involved shooting in the city's Upton neighborhood. Police say 35-year-old Tavon Newton was allegedly involved in an assault, and he fled when police approached him in the 1700 block of Pennsylvania Avenue. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. A shaky ninth, but Hell's Bells prevail.
Tying run at third, winning run at first. Two strike, two out pitch from Helsley. Struck him out swinging. Had him the whole way. The Orioles survive a white knuckle ride in the ninth. Snap their losing streak at three.
An apt description from Kevin Brown on Masson as Ryan Helsley closes out the White Sox last night. 2-1 the final on the south side of Chicago. Helsley's third save of the year didn't come easy. A hit, a run, two walks. Manager Albernaz in the postgame.
The first bat of the first three pitches, he was going leg kick. He self-regulated and went slide step to kind of organize a little better, and it worked out. He had some issues with the footing of the mound, which is common for closes because they're the last one to touch the mound.
Daytime baseball for you today at 3:10 as Trevor Rogers goes for Baltimore. Meanwhile, on the ice, the cap season on the break. After the 8-1 shredding they endured at the hands of the Rangers Sunday night, head coach Spencer Carberry on when he realized his team didn't have it.
Quite honestly, right from puck drop, first shift of the game, doesn't decide the game, but you could see, you know, we get behind the 8-ball, and then just from there, we just did not have anything tonight. We looked really slow through. We couldn't move.
Caps off today in Toronto tomorrow night against the Leafs. 3 points out with three teams in front of them. 4 games left to play. And finally, a happy birthday today to the boxer who authored perhaps the greatest upset in the history of sports.
Oh, nice uppercut by Buster Douglas. Look at this. He knocked Mike Tyson down for the first time in his career. Mike Tyson hits the canvas.
And 10 seconds later, it was over. Talking about Buster Douglas, of course, who turned 66 years old today, upsetting Mike Tyson in Tokyo in 1990. Today, Buster Douglas is a boxing instructor and mentor in Columbus, Ohio, training amateur boxers. He's lost 200 pounds off what was a 400-pound frame. Coming up in 30 minutes, hail, hail to Michigan, the champions of college basketball. And that is Stein on Sports.
Let's be honest. You are way too with it to be thinking about long-term care and care plans. But step one of aging well is admitting you're aging. You can't outsmart time, but you can plan for it. Wesley Secure Care is a membership program that keeps you in control, at home, and ready for whatever comes next. Because denial is a strategy, just not a great one. So set up your strategy today. Learn more at WesleySecureCare.org.
WCBM News Time 10:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are tracking temperatures that are chilly for your Tuesday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, sunny and breezy with highs only in the 50s. We'll be cold Wednesday morning and staying in the 50s Wednesday afternoon. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in Bowley's Quarters, 48 in Pikesville, and 50 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. We're in quite the conversation. If you're just joining us, we're going back and forth. It's really me. I'm the problem. I'm the problem, because I am, and I'm going to continue to question this whole thing with J.D. Vance, and some people don't like it. I see some text messages that are very irate with me this morning because I'm questioning the fact that J.D. Vance has not made it known where he stands on this issue with the war in Iran. Now, he's supposedly involved with some of the negotiations. Of course, you're not going to see that team specifically as they're trying to figure all this out. We're also talking about the fact that at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight, we're supposed to see President Trump giving the go-ahead, the okay to bomb infrastructure there in Iran if they do not come up with the deal by then. Now, there's many people saying, experts weighing in, saying that they don't believe Iran's going to come up with a deal by 8 p.m., so it's definitely going to happen. So we're going to have a lot to talk about tomorrow if that is the case. But we are talking about J.D. Vance because many people say, Cam, J.D. Vance is number two. He's going to be the next president. You know, you're just going to have to deal with it. Here's the thing. He might be the next nominee, sure. But am I going to say that he's going to be the next president in 2028? I can't definitively say that. I cannot. J.D. Vance, and I have a text here from Michael, says Vance is up by 18 points. Nice try. Well, here's the thing. Vance, according to this Newsweek article, he's dropped by 8 points with independents since January. This is not my imagination, you guys. I look at this every single day. This is my job, okay? For Gary and Jackie, again, I hope you guys had a happy Easter. Gary, I hate to break it to you, but in D.C., all they think about is winning elections. If you think that any of their minds are truly on this war and this attack in Iran, I'm sorry to break it to you. That's not the case. They're thinking about midterms and they're thinking about 2028. That's it. That's how those people make money. That's how they get paid. Okay? That's what they're thinking about. That even sending members of Congress home for Easter break when you know for a fact they should be at work. But guess what? They don't want them weighing. There's many of those members that are supported by different PACs that do not want them weighing in on this war. They don't want things to be kicked over to Congress for them to then say, oh, we got to vote on this. You know, are we taking military action? We got to stand up and fight. Congress should be on the front line. Why do you think they all went home? Why do you think they were all fine with going home? You see, this is about elections for those people in D.C., yes, we are in the midst of an attack. Yes, gas prices. I wanted to mention this. Gas Buddy says the average gas price in Maryland is up 5 cents. You guys probably noticed a little bit of a jump. Not a whole lot, but a little bit of it. But that's the things that they're thinking about, right? Because they've got to answer some questions in their districts. And there's a lot of people in very purple districts who really got to answer questions from both sides. They're thinking about November and they're thinking about 2028. That's it. That's it. They're all playing the long game. They're all strategizing. So is J.D. Vance. So part of my point is J.D. Vance's strategy for 2028, it's in play right now. He's not all, his priority isn't the attack in Iran. It's whether or not he's going to win in 2028. And so my thoughts, and you know, just kind of weighing in on this, and I got a text here from Doug. It says, Kim, I don't know what you're talking about. Vance is the VP. He should be supporting Trump, not saying much, well, not saying now what he might disagree with. And I never said that, Doug. Doug says that will come later if he actually runs for president. He says Trump even said that Vance wasn't into the military action against Iran as he was. Yeah, Doug, that's what I'm reacting to. That's what I'm reacting to. President Trump's comments were basically saying that J.D. Vance isn't on the same page. Well, if that's the case, and he's number two, and God forbid anything happens to President Trump, are we going to still be on the same track as we are today if J.D. Vance were to step up in that spot, even in 2028? I mean, if this is, you know, long and drawn out, we don't want a forever war, we don't want to be there for sure. But if we think that the conversations are just going to stop, even because, you know, we go in and get some of this uranium, I mean, we'd be kidding ourselves. Does J.D. Vance feel the same way? We don't know. We don't know. J.D. Vance, you know, as far as support amongst minority voters, black and Hispanic, it's not there. He needs those to win. So, yes, he could be endorsed by President Trump. He could be the GOP nominee. But don't you want to win? That's what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at the GOP primary and the fact that he's the nominee for the party. I'm thinking about winning. Against Wes Moore, Gavin Newsom, all these other people that's going to emerge. Andy Beshear. Probably, most likely, Josh Shapiro. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines here because I got people holding on line. I got Al in White Marsh. Al, what say you?
Hey, not a shoe-in to move up in the presidency from the VP seat. It only happened four times. Jefferson, Adams, Jefferson, Van Buren, and then in the modern era, who was it? Reagan's VP, H.W., 41, Bush. And so like Reagan, Trump turns out to be wildly popular and endorses, his current VP, then yeah, I think he got a chance. But only four, you know. the other, I guess, nine of the 15 that ascended into presidency did so in midterm because of president's assassination, natural death, and then of course, Ford did it due to resignation of Nixon.
Well, thank you, Al.
What do you say about that?
Well, I appreciate you calling in with all the knowledge. I appreciate you sharing there. I guess let me ask you this, Al, before you go. When it comes to the attack tonight, because it's kind of the question of the day, if they don't come up with a deal in Iran, do you think that we should be bombing tonight?
Well, heck, I hope not. I pray with all my heart, no. Please, no.
So you're on the side of not taking out their infrastructure?
Well, these are matters, as the one psalmist wrote, the matters too wonderful for me. It's beyond me. And, when I vote for a political leader, I want the meanest son of a gun in the world that's going to, wield the sword effectively on my behalf. But, I'm on the side of, blessed are the peacemakers.
Yeah.
Well, so I just beg. However, I'm not... it's not for nothing that leaders in authority wield the sword, according to the Bible. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, Al, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a great week.
I hope you do, too.
Bye. Thank you. Well, we're going to keep talking about this. I am going to go into some of these other topics here in just a minute, but I'm going to get some of these phone calls and then read some of your text messages as well. I've got Gene in Timonium. Gene, what say you on what's going to happen tonight?
I hope it does happen. I really don't want the Iranian people, just the regular people over there, to really get hurt. But Mr. Trump is trying to keep these vicious people all out of our country, off of our back, and to keep from getting a nuclear weapon. We can't have that. We cannot.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
And if Mr. Trump could see anywhere in his heart to drop Terrell over there, I'd appreciate it.
Gene. Gene.
I'm sorry, you're just joking. He makes me cringe. He really does. I know,
Gene. Thank you so much for calling. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you.
I know, and I've got lots of text messages already about how much you don't like Terrell. I'm not going to go through all those. I know you guys don't like it when other people call. I get it. Judy says in the text line, I don't think J.D. Vance is going to run for office, mainly because he has four young children. I don't think his wife would want him to run either. It's way too dangerous. Yeah, Judy, I think they're past that. Here's the thing I will say. Running for office, and I can't speak for all the candidates, but, I think you take in consideration that something could happen to you at any point in time, right? I mean, it's like going into the military. It's like being a first responder. You can't be afraid of death. You can't be afraid, you can't live in fear like that. I would think even being, the VP, I'm sure they're getting death threats and all kinds of stuff, it's a shame, but unfortunately it's part of the job, unfortunately, with politicians today. I did want to just note, we did get to the Easter egg roll yesterday at the White House. Olivia was absolutely ecstatic. I'll post today the rest of our pictures and videos. She did partake in the Easter egg roll part. They do it by groups over there. So in her group, even though I nudged her and I asked her to allow the younger kids to win the Easter egg roll, she did not listen to mommy. And so she won. She won on her roll. But it was fun. All the kids had a great time. And there was like an Easter egg hunt. They got to make cookies, frosting cookies. There were all these little cute little giveaways for her to take home. And so I'll post all those pictures. She loves her little tote bag. They were giving all the kids tote bags at the White House. So it says White House Easter egg roll. 2026. So she had a great time. And I'll post a video of her finding out that we were heading that way. We were already there in D.C. We were walking, and she looks around and she goes, "This looks like the street to the White House." Because we've been over there, obviously, you know, whether it's tours and all kinds of stuff. So she knows kind of the area. And I said, yep. And so I'll post that video. But she was super excited. She was screaming. And we did not get to see President Trump or Melania. Because apparently, and you guys, if you want to just note this, apparently they come out just in the morning for the Easter egg roll. We had tickets for the 4 o'clock slot. And so if you really want to see the president and the first lady, you got to get within the morning slots, whether it's like the, I guess at the 11 o'clock or I think there was like the 2 o'clock. You got to get there pretty early in the afternoon. And then after that, of course, he had press conferences and so many other things that he had to attend. And I told Olivia going in, I said, look, we're in the middle of a war. He's having press briefings. He's got people over for Easter, you know, and for Easter Monday. And, you know, we looked at the schedule. I think I told you guys yesterday on the show that he looked at the schedule. We looked at the schedule, and it looked like during the time that we were there, he was having a meeting with some members of the Jewish community. So I said, you know, the chances of him coming out, I don't think it's going to happen. So she had a good time. Like I said, I'll post all that stuff. You know, we will wrap up this conversation. When we get back from break, I'll take the other phone calls and read your text messages. And then we will get into Governor Wes Moore running from questions from Gary Collins. I don't know if you guys saw this, but he did it again. He did it again. You know what? I should have played the Britney Spears song, Oops, I Did It Again. I think we got a call coming in here from one of our friends we're going to talk to here before break. But let's see. We were really excited, though, because if you got to see any of the video or pictures the White House put out from the Easter egg roll, I just want to say that we had, you know, there were so many people, volunteers that were working, and there were so many people dressed up, and it was just such a beautiful scene, right? I mean, everybody was in their Sunday's best. It was just so nice. Anyways, I just wanted to mention that. All right. Right now, of course, you know, we were just talking to him yesterday. We've got our friend on the line, Brian Fletcher from Free State Gun Range. He's on the phone with me right now. Good morning, Brian. We were just talking to you just yesterday. Good morning to you again.
Good morning, Kim. It sounds like you had a great time at the White House Easter egg roll. I'm so happy to hear that.
Thank you. No, we did. We had a really good time. And, you know, Olivia, you know, it's all about the memories. That's what it's about. You know, I got a couple of questions for you, Brian, but this one I already had queued up for you, if I could. I have an intriguing question I'd like to ask you. I've heard that some facilities have simulators so that the people can practice real-life self-defense scenarios without using live ammunition. Does Free State have a simulator, and how does that process work?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question, Kim. We absolutely do have a simulator, or what we call a smokeless range at Free State Gun Range, and we have these specially equipped firearms. They have lasers on them, and what they do is they allow the participants to engage in these real-life scenarios in which they have to make these split-second decisions, kind of like the ones we were talking about yesterday with the Rundle Mills Mall shooting. And this is all under the guidance of an instructor. So the instructor, he or she will set up a scenario and explain it, let you run through it, and then they'll offer feedback and coaching as to what you did well, what you can improve on, what your score was, and so forth. So this makes that simulator really a kind of an ideal training environment for new shooters, for families, and really anyone looking to build their confidence and skills in a safe setting because, again, no live fire is ever used. It's really good for concealed carry permit holders, too, because it allows them to think through those various scenarios, kind of like some of the ones we were talking about yesterday that they may encounter in real life. And it's also great for anybody that might be a little bit sensitive to the loud environment of an actual range.
Well, you know, that's me, Brian.
I know that's
you're
you.
Talking about me. All right. You know, I hate how loud it is. So the simulator might be my best bet as I get more acquainted with everything. Well, Brian Fletcher from Free State Gun Range, thank you so much for joining us. If you could let everybody know exactly where you're located and the phone number to call for more information.
Sure. We're located at 11500 Crossroads Circle at Suite J in Middle River, Maryland. The phone number is 410-335-5100, and our website is easy. It's freestategunrange.com.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Trying to make sense of the markets? Looking to diversify out of all the craziness? Thinking about tangible assets like precious metals? Listen to The Gold Show with Alan Johnson right here on WCBM 3 p.m. Sunday afternoons. Stay up to date on retirement trends, how the IRA rollover process works, and why investors are turning to physical gold. Alan is a national talk show host with decades of experience in the markets. Tune in for Alan's insights and The Gold Show this Sunday at 3 p.m. on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show.
We went through a hell of a lot during the 4 years that Joe Biden was president. When is somebody going to be held accountable for COVID? When is somebody being held accountable for not telling us the truth about it? When are people going to go to jail for opening our southern border and hundreds of thousands of children and women being trafficked for sex? And when are some people going to jail for opening the southern border to fentanyl, which killed 100,000 plus people per year in America?
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, the big man on campus, he's listening to the show, Sean Casey. He just sent over a video. Apparently at 8:40 a.m., you have J.D. Vance, who did make a response or did give a response on how he feels about what is happening currently in Iran. He says, quote, "They've got to know we've got tools in our toolkit that we so far haven't decided to use. And if President Trump can decide to use them, and he will decide to use them, if the Iranians don't change their course of conduct." So thank you, Sean, for sending that over. Interesting enough, there are a lot of people in the comments, Republicans even. It says, "I'm so disgusted by this administration. They lied on the campaign trail. This is evil." So a lot of people, I think, are saying that because J.D. Vance did have a different opinion. But, you know, so what, Trump's opinion was a little bit different as well. You know, when I say this, too, when you're on the campaign trail, I think, you know, and I'll even point to Catherine Pugh here in Baltimore City to make it kind of relevant. Remember, she was running on raising the minimum wage. She was running on it hard. And, you know, we were all looking around like raising the minimum wage in Baltimore City. You can't do that. You're going to lose so many businesses. It won't work. It won't work. Well, she ran on it and then she won. And then, of course, everybody said, okay, well, where do you raise the minimum wage? So then she had to do a press conference, and you might remember this, but she had to do a presser explaining to people that she could not raise the minimum wage because then she would have to raise the minimum wage for city employees. And she said it would bankrupt the city. And she says, so sorry, we won't be doing it. And so that's kind of, you know, that's a thing. You could run on something and then you get in there and you realize, uh-oh, you know, Houston, we got a problem. And I think that's what they learned with this threat from Iran. I'll go to the phone lines here. I've got Steve in Essex.
Try again.
Uh-oh. Steve could not hold on there. Steve, if you want to call back, you can. But I will. I will wrap up this conversation here. But I'll give the question of the day one more time. And let's look at these results if we could. Again, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should the U.S. bomb Iran's infrastructure if negotiations are incomplete by 8 p.m.? All right. 86% of you say yes. 14% of you say no. All right. That will tell me that some of Republicans are also on the side of no, let's not do this. I've got Steve in Essex. Hey, Steve, what do you want to say?
Yeah, Kim, first of all, I love your show. I'm a neighbor of yours. I live in Essex. And I'm glad you and Olivia had a great time. My granddaughter's been there to do the egg roll. Unfortunately,
oh, nice.
It was Obama time, and she turned into a Democrat. So, be that as it may, I agree with you on J.D. Vance because you just don't hear enough out of him. I got into an argument with my wife, who is a big J.D. Vance fan, and said that, you know, well, he's just waiting in the background. I said, we don't need him waiting in the background. He's got to be up front.
Yeah. And, when you're an attack like this, in my view, and we could be wrong, I guess, Steve, right? Hopefully you apologize to your wife.
Yeah.
But
I did.
Well, let me ask you real quick. What is it that she loves about J.D. Vance the most? Because I don't know.
Well, mainly his background, his upbringing, you know, she's the country boy.
Okay, his story.
And
okay.
All that. Yeah, okay. She was a big fan of the movie. And I was too. It just, I haven't heard enough out of him on this. I mean, he always just says, and I back the president 100%. But on what? Say what you're backing him on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're the minority today, Steve, so we'll be there together.
I know, darling. Yeah. I know.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I hope you have a great week.
If I wasn't in love with my wife and I was 20 years younger, I'd be chasing you around.
Oh, well, Steve.
Yeah. And go Donald. Bomb the hell out of him.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree 100%.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. You too. Look, a lot of people are saying that, you know, go ahead and drop the bombs. I guess, you know, there's a large part of me that hopes that he, you know, there's a deal. Obviously, because it sounds to me that the Iranian leaders are going to put the Iranian people in the middle of this. And of course, we don't want that. Now, on the flip side of it, if you guys have been watching some of the videos and some of the interviews coming out of Iran from the people there in the streets, they actually want America to drop bombs. I know it sounds crazy, and maybe it doesn't sound that crazy to some of you, but they're tired of it. They're tired of being oppressed. They're sick of this regime, and they're over it. And so they kind of just want to get it over with as well and rip off the Band-Aid. I don't know. All right, coming up next, Governor Westmore running, quite literally running from questions. Gary Collins asked him a simple question yesterday. I've got the audio for you, so stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Iranian president is calling on Iranians to link arms in human chains formed around power plants. This is a response to President Trump's threat to bomb Iranian infrastructure, including power plants, if Iran doesn't reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Mr. Trump's deadline stands. It's 8 o'clock Eastern time tonight. And Tehran has been pounded with more airstrikes, having deadly effect. Also, Iran's Karg Island, which is crucial to the country's crude oil industry, has been hit. Iran has fired on Israel and Saudi Arabia, prompting the temporary closure of a major bridge. There's been a big explosion at the Bridge of the Americas over the Panama Canal, apparently an accident involving a fuel tank storage depot. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 250 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds in Chicago last night benefiting from the long ball.
Ooh. Oh, that ball is shot. Will it stay fair? Better in.
Yes.
Will. Right inside the pole. A ringing shot. Deep into the Chicago night for Gunnar Henderson.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, a 388-foot missile for Gunnar. His third of the season coming in the sixth. And it proved to be the difference in a 2-1 win over the White Sox, snapping Baltimore's losing streak at three. Brandon Young called up from the minors for the start last night, delivered. Five innings of shutout ball, manager Albernez after the game.
He set that big for us to give us five innings. Not giving up any runs was huge. He went right up to his pitch count as well. So that worked out great. He threw the ball well for us, kept us in the game.
Now there's a game time change today. First pitch at 3:10 this afternoon because of snow moving in tonight to Chicago. Meanwhile, move over Fab Five. There's another NCAA men's basketball champion in Ann Arbor.
Off the drive, McKinney sets the feet, fires. Cuts! A big one for McKinney.
Dagger. Ian Eagle had the call on CBS. Trey McKinney with the huge three from Michigan, extending its lead to 9 with 1:49 to go. Eventually a 69-63 win over UConn, the Wolverines' second national championship. Coming up in 30 minutes, Lamar Jackson enters the castle. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off cooler for your Tuesday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower 50s, so below average for this time of year. It will be breezy to windy as well. Going to keep those temperatures cold on Wednesday, but then we'll start warming up as we head toward the end of the week and the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction or your money back. File in the Credit Karma app.
This is Pastor David Lewis for today's Moment of Truth. United we stand and divided we fall is a saying that has been popularized in music and in politics. The Liberty Song, published in 1768, exhorted the colonists to join hand in hand, brave Americans all. By united we stand, by dividing we fall. Abraham Lincoln, in a speech given in 1858, reminded his state delegation that a house divided against itself cannot stand, which of course is a direct reference to Scripture, where Jesus said every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Yet the MO of the progressive left in America today is just that, divide and conquer. The United States is split in half along political lines. The GOP prefers limited government, whereas Democrats embrace its expansion. The most visible evidence of fracture, of course, is anything the progressive touch, a clear testament to the cancer of wokeism. It's also clear we no longer stand united in America because we fall for anything. This is Pastor Dave Lewis at Cup Hill Bible Presbyterian Church.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we are going to get into some of the state topics here. We have a lot going on overseas, obviously, but we also have things going on here in Maryland that we definitely have to pay close attention to. In just a second here, we're going to get into Governor Wes Moore dodging questions, which I thought was very interesting. But I just want to make sure I mention this. The Maryland House passes bill to end automatic charging for some juveniles as adults. This is the bill that many of us feared, and we're wondering what is going to happen with the legislators in Annapolis. Are they going to do the right thing, or are we going to see more juvenile crime? Well, it looks like they decided to have more juvenile crime. Here's the story, and I'm reading this from Fox Baltimore, by the way. Maryland lawmakers have approved a bill that would end the automatic charging of certain juveniles as adults and is now on its way to the governor's office for review. Now, let's be honest, Governor Wes Moore, he's going to be elated when he sees this bill, because what does he always talk about? When he was 11 years old, he had handcuffs on his wrists. And that is because he was using graffiti and tagging walls belonging to the city in which he lived in. And he said that that was wrong for them to for them to have arrested him for breaking the law. still to this day, I don't get where he was going with that story. But here we are. It says the Youth Charging Reform Act, passed by the House of Delegates just yesterday after clearing the Senate last week, the bill aims to end the automatic charging of 16 and 17-year-olds as adults for certain drug assault and gun offenses. Now, this is where I did give Senator Carl Jackson credit, because he actually voted against this bill in the Senate. And as you see it here, it's passing the House almost with flying colors from the Democrats. The bill drew significant opposition from several top prosecutors in Maryland, including Baltimore State's Attorney Ivan Bates, Prince George's County State's Attorney Tara Jackson, Montgomery County State's Attorney. Look, these are, you know, very progressive blue areas. John McCarthy and Anne Arundel County State's Attorney Ann Colt Leadis. For months, they've warned that the charge could weaken accountability and pose public safety risk. DJS is not equipped to deal with these increased violent offenders, and the legislators should defer the implementation of this bill until the programs are in place. That's coming from McCarthy in Montgomery County. Also, Maryland sheriffs also joined the pushback, including Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese, who previously said This is not a smart move by any means. I don't like it because, and I think by and large, law enforcement doesn't like it because we don't have a whole lot of trust in the juvenile court system and the DJS system as it is. Now, of course, that is true. How many times have we talked about juveniles committing violent crimes with ankle monitors already on their legs? We talk about it all the time. So why on earth would we send more juveniles, especially charged, as it says here, with drug offenses, assaults, and gun offenses? Why would we send more of those kids to DJS? This is a nightmare. You are going to see more juvenile crime. It is now baked in. Governor Wes Moore is going to sign this bill. You know he will. Because he doesn't care. He doesn't care. It's going to look like he's soft on juveniles, he's soft on kids. And, you know, the underlying piece of this, which always gets me, is they say, well, this helps black and brown people. Well, isn't that racist of you? Really? So what you're saying now, finally, is the quiet part out loud. The juveniles that are committing all these violent crimes are black and brown. Thank you for admitting that. But if they're committing crimes, then you need to deal with them. You don't say, oh, let's just take it easy on them and don't lock them up. You see, this is the conversation I'm going to have with this D.C. councilman at the top of the hour, at 11 o'clock hour, because I think he's thinking along the same lines here. And it doesn't work. These kids need discipline. They need structure. They need to be held accountable. They don't need room to destroy, as we heard Stephanie Rawlings-Blake say, because that's what this bill will do. It will give them more room to do whatever the hell they want in the streets, and you and I are going to have to deal with it. So thank you so much to our Democrat legislators in Annapolis. We're going to now face more repercussions because of this stupid bill, thanks to you. And then, when things get really out of control, you know what they're going to say, like they do every time? Well, that's not the reason why. It's because Trump took away the federal funding. That's what, right? That's exactly what they're going to say. That's exactly what they're going to do. You know it, and I know it. You know, like I know, as Brandon Scott would say. Real quick on Brandon Scott. Have you seen him lately, Brian the producer? He looks more and more unkempt every time he steps in front of a camera. What is that the look now? Is that the trend? To show up looking like he rolled out of bed? I can't take it with this guy. You know what? I will compliment the D.C. councilman coming on at 11 o'clock. He wears suits, right? Sometimes tie, bow tie. He always looks great. I will give him a compliment. That's what we need. This whole thing where I'm going to look like, you know, I'm going to wear a hoodie and, oh, that's relatable. Relatable to who? To whom? Who is this relatable to? The guy doing meth on the corner? Like, who do you want to relate to? It kills me. Anyways, if you haven't seen Mayor Brandon Scott lately, he's doing a thing now where he doesn't comb his hair. I don't know what this is. And if it's a trend, it needs to stop. You are the mayor of a major metropolitan city. Oh, I won't go down that route. It just kills me. It kills me because you've got all these young men. We're always talking about, he has an office with African-American male engagement. That's the name of it. You've got all these young black men that need more role models to look up to. Here you have a young black mayor, and he looks like he rolls out of bed every morning. And just shows up at the podium talking nonsense. It's like, dude, you have an opportunity to change lives just by the way you carry yourself. And you can't even step up to that plate. Right? You're an incompetent leader. You can't see the past policies to make Baltimore thrive. You know, and you can't do any of those things. The least you can do is show up looking like you're ready to work. Can you show up like a professional? Please. You know what? That's another thing. And I hear Democrats say, oh, it's all about exposure. We need to expose these kids to, you know, success and da 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 da. What are you exposing them to by showing up with hoodies on? And it's not even just Mayor Scott. I see other ones doing it. Get dressed in the morning. Put a little effort in. All right. I'll get off of that soapbox. I wanted to talk a little bit about Governor Wes Moore here, if I could. He was talking about his transit housing project, and we'll get into that just a little bit. But Gary Collins with Fox 45, he's asking the tough questions. And I absolutely love it because, you know, I think the Democrats in the state of Maryland, they usually have it very easy. They know reporters are only going to ask them so much, and they're going to go but so far because they want to make sure that they still have access to them, right? Because for in their minds, they don't really have to answer these tough questions because they have a D behind their name. They think they're going to win regardless, right? And in many cases, it's true. It's true. They can avoid the press. But as the governor, who already has his poll number slipping, he's getting booed on opening day, right? People are coming out and talking to reporters, even in Baltimore City, saying they don't trust the guy. So now you've got to answer some tough questions, because guess what? You got some tough competition on the right side of the aisle that's coming for your job. Well, anyways, Governor Westmore was answering questions, and so he points to Gary Collins. Take a listen.
Governor, real quick, a recent poll showed that you're below 50% in popularity, and that many respondents said that they're concerned about your leadership and honesty. What do you say to those Marylanders, and how do you regain their trust?
They shouldn't be.
Okay, thank you.
We're Thanks, everybody.
Were you happy with his response to that question?
He was not very, you know, specific in the question you asked. And I think he needed to expand more on that question. I believe he would have to, you know, to answer not you, but the Marylanders.
All right, so Governor Westmore, and if you get to see the video, Gary Collins has it posted on social media, by the way. When the lady goes, thank you very much, he goes, all right, thank you. Westmore bolts from the podium. He turns around and he gets out of there as fast as he possibly could because he didn't want Gary Collins to follow him out with the microphone. You could tell. You could tell. He thought he was going to be chased. And he kept running to the car. Look, Governor Moore, and to all of your staff there, those on campaign and those there in the state house, you're going to be faced with questions like this, okay? And it's all self-inflicted. You did absolutely nothing. You've accomplished nothing as a governor. You went from a surplus to a deficit. You keep making the deficit worse, right? Just now, you could have said, hey, you know what? I agree with the Republicans. Let's do a gas tax holiday because obviously there's a lot going on around and, you know, the gas prices are going up. You could have said, I'm going to do what President Trump is not doing and I'm going to make things better for you at the pump. You could have flipped that, but you still didn't do it. You still didn't do it. And so here now, people are talking. They're chatting. You are not making life better here in Maryland. And the fact that the Francis Scott Key Bridge, the fact that that's still sitting in the water, and you can tell us all day, what did he say? You can't see what's going on because you're too far away. You're too far away to see the progress. Oh, man. I'm going to start using that. That's what I'm going to start doing. I feel as though Governor Moore might have gotten the message. I think his team understands. That's why Carter Elliott, his spokesperson, was having, you know, a meltdown on social media last week. I think they understand that he's not doing too well. And if he doesn't win re-election, or if it's very, even if it's very close, the DNC is going to look at this race and say, you're not ready in 2028. And that's the last thing he wants. He wants to be that guy, right? That's why he talks about being popular across the country. Because in his mind, he has a shot in 2028. And I don't think it's there. Now, you're probably wondering, why was there a press conference? And how did Gary Collins get the opportunity to talk to Governor Westmore? Well, we've talked about this in the past. He wants to put housing by public transit. Now, believe it or not, I kind of shifted just a little bit on this after seeing some of the interviews. And then I thought, okay, because I did think, why on earth did they believe this is a good idea? And then there was an interview here that was done. And then we'll talk about that on the other side of this, because I do think now maybe they were talking to a certain demographic that actually supports this situation. But go ahead and take a listen and we'll talk.
Wants to develop the north parcel of the Rogers Avenue Metro Station. Now, this parking lot represents 9 acres of idle state-owned land. Transit-oriented development is designed to expand housing and grow the economy.
More connectivity, more amenities, more jobs for the people who live around the station area.
Derek Moore hasn't had a car in 12 years. He bought a house near a metro stop to support his transit-oriented lifestyle. Derek uses the Rogers Avenue station to go to work and school at Morgan.
So being able to move around your community, walking, biking, or using public transit should be the norm, you know, it should be the foundation.
He's thrilled that turning the Rogers Avenue Metro stop into a transit-oriented development location is moving forward. Governor Moore on Monday announced the state is seeking a request for qualifications. That means gathering information on the expertise, experience, and capabilities of those interested in development.
What this is about building housing that's connected to transit, connected to community, and connected to opportunity.
And here's the thing, access changes everything. Congestion eases, emissions decline, local economies grow, communities become more connected, and time, our most valuable commodity, is reclaimed.
There are 9 acres of idle state-owned property surrounding the Rogers Avenue station.
The site has the potential to include more than 400 new homes and generate more than $27 million in combined city and state tax revenue.
We're using the tools at our disposal to drive growth in the same areas that were historically limited by restrictive policies, incorporating that into planning and to transportation instead of treating them like they're two separate things.
The governor also took the opportunity to ride in one of the 78 new Metro cars that will be phased in, replacing the current 1980s model. While the governor's already moving forward with this type of development, his legislation to aid the process is advancing at the State House. As far as development is concerned, the bill alters tax and fee policies as an enticement and limits local zoning to expedite the projects. Reporting from Park Heights, David Collins, TV 11 News.
All right. So there you have it. Lot to unpack there. Did you hear? So the woman speaking on stage there, that was our Lieutenant Governor Aruna Miller. I think she should take J.D. Vance's approach and just be quiet. She adds nothing ever. Anyways, I know her place is really just to be in the shadows because Governor Westmore has to get as much shine as possible if he's going to continue to aspire to the Oval Office. So I know she's playing her part, right? That's her role. But if you heard there, the interview at the very beginning, the gentleman that lived by public transit for 11 years. See, this is what I thought, you know, where did they even come up with this idea that this would work, right? We had this conversation with Tori Snow. And if you were talking to the young male that has no intention of having a family, then I could see that they would support this. That's what I could see. And I think that's who that was in the very beginning of the interview. You have some young people, even if they're in, you know, the LGBTQ community or what have you, there are some people that have no doubt that they are going to live, whether it's with, you know, a roommate or whether it's just a spouse. They're not thinking about kids. They're not thinking about, you know, anything else in that situation, just a place to live and having it near transportation to make their lives easier. I could see a certain demographic supporting something like this. But as we had this conversation before, I mean, you know, the rent's going to go up. You know, the numbers that they spouted off, I don't know where they got those numbers from as far as generating revenue. There's absolutely nothing to support, you know, any of the data in which they touted there. But, you know, this is their plan. And I really wish, honestly, instead of focusing on this, I wish Governor Moore again would focus on the Key Bridge. If you want to focus on infrastructure, please get that bridge back up. You know, be down there like you were when it collapsed for the photo opt. Get up there and just make sure people know day by day you are working on it. Because just ignoring it is not working. It's not helping. On the 2-year anniversary, riding on the port in a tractor. Not sure who gave you that idea, but it wasn't a good one. All right, when we get back, we'll wrap up this conversation. I also want to hear, I want you to listen to some audio. Remember, our next guest is running for city council in D.C. So when we get back, I want you to hear his campaign ad, because we're going to discuss that ad with the guest at 11 o'clock. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century, and it's about time that the two premier transmission services have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You're going to get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. They have free area towing and financing available, so all you have to do is call Glenn Burney Transmissions at 410-766-8500, or you can go to gbt-online.com. You can also call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or go to jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions, Jim Jennings Transmissions is the best team in Baltimore.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't let the insurance companies push you around. I'm the Ouch Guy, and I fight for hardworking Baltimore families. You won't see me backing down. So while you focus on getting better, let me handle the rest. Call 877-OUCH-911 for the best attorney experience. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Previously on Casey and Company.
Secretary Lopez announcing last week he's resigning for health reasons. I don't really think one individual is going to be able to turn this agency around. I really don't. I mean, there might be some good people working there. Maybe they've got some good ideas. But we see this now in state agency after state agency, and it gets worse each and every year in a one-party dominated ruled state where there is no accountability.
Start your morning with Maryland's wake-up call. Casey and Company. Weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right, John at the text line says, I can only imagine now the smell of marijuana at these metro housing stations, just like Penn North Metro. John also says Metro is a drug trafficking corridor. Yeah, it really is. You know, that's usually what happens, unfortunately. Mark says, publish a list of field trips, yacht parties that Westmore has attended since his name has been on the governor's office. You know what? That would be great. Because we learned that he went to those billionaire camps, right? The billionaire parties. I thought he only went once. Apparently, it's on his schedule more than once. So, Mark, you're right. There's probably a few things on there we are not aware of. All right. So, coming up next, we'll be joined by a doctor out of D.C. And he is running for city council down there. And there's a few people that's in his race, I have noticed, because, of course, I took a look at what's going on there currently. But he's really focused on the juveniles being out of control in D.C., and they have been. But I want you to take a listen to his thoughts and his plan to attack it.
This is Dr. Oye Owolewa, candidate for council at large. And we are right here in Navy Yard, where a lot of young kids are coming here in the middle of the night and fighting. And what we're seeing is a council that's considering extending a juvenile curfew, which, to be honest, does not work. We should be instead investing in programs for kids to enjoy and to play and make up for those lost 2 years during the pandemic when they weren't able to work together, to socialize, to learn how to de-escalate from problematic situations. I propose bringing some movies here, having kids share popcorn, have cotton candy, and be able to hang out without causing trouble. So I say no to a juvenile curfew, yes to more programs. Together, we can make D.C. safe, healthy, and enjoyable for people of all ages, especially our youth.
All right. Dr. Oye, that's his first name. I will learn how to say his last name before he comes on the show. And that's coming up next at 11 o'clock. But if you heard there, he's still saying that these kids that are out of control at the Navy Yard, that are taking part in these link-ups and all the chaos that you see on the streets, he said he believes that it is because of the COVID pandemic that happened 6 years ago. That is the reason why they didn't learn to work and play together. and that there's not really pent-up anger or anything like that. They just need this outlet to be able to play. So he's talking about movie night and all of these things, right? So when he gets on the show, we're going to ask him more about this. Obviously, I'll ask him what else is on his platform. But I do want to talk to him and ask him why he believes this would be successful. And I also want to know what data has he looked at in the past that would make him think that this would be a success. I did notice that he is most likely either his parents or himself an African immigrant. Now, African immigrants usually rely heavily on family structure, education, and discipline. And I would love to know about his upbringing. Because I do believe, and I'll ask him, that he is most likely living the American dream and a success story today because of his parents. But I will get the full story for him coming up next, so stay right there. Also, got a few other things to talk about. Eric Swalwell could be in hot water. Representative Tim Burchett sat down with an interview for TMZ. I'll explain. All that and more coming up next.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Annapolis is broken. Westmore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, run a small business, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shirai Youssefi. I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first and not more career politicians. I'm Shirai Youssefi, and as your delegate, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote Shirai Youssefi for delegate on June 23rd, 2026, and visit YousefiForDelegate.com for more information. Paid for by the committee to elect Shirai Youssefi. Treasurer Andrew Hoybach.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. military has struck targets on Karg Island, Iran's key oil export facility.
The strikes against the important oil hub came hours ahead of President Trump's deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. In a morning social media post, he said that a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again, if Iran did not make a deal by 8 p.m. Washington time this evening.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston, Iran's president is calling on Iranians to link arms in human chains and surround power plants. That is a response to President Trump's threat to bomb Iranian infrastructure, including power plants. And Tehran has been pounded with more airstrikes with deadly effect. Iran fired on Israel and Saudi Arabia, prompting the temporary closure of a major bridge. They've done it. The Artemis II astronauts have traveled deeper into space than any humans have before. They've gone around the far side of the moon. Artemis Commander Reid Wiseman says the view from up there is spectacular.
The moon is about 3 to 4 times the size of the Earth, and it is almost full, and the Earth is just a small crescent out there. It's magnificent. I got a picture of it with the wide lens. Such a majestic view out here.
The astronauts now headed home. They're due back on Friday, splashdown off San Diego. There's been a massive explosion at the Bridge of the Americas over the Panama Canal, apparently an accident involving a fuel tank storage facility. At least one person killed, an unknown number injured. As of now, foul play not suspected. Gas prices continue to climb. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular is $4.14. That's up a couple of cents from yesterday. And watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 353 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 347, and the S&P 66 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Governor Moore and state transportation officials have unveiled the Baltimore Region Transit-Oriented Development Strategy. The governor was joined by Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott on Monday to announce the plan to develop state-owned land around Baltimore area transit stations to create thousands of housing units. The governor says partnerships between the state, localities, and businesses are needed to fully realize the potential impact of transit-oriented development. He says it could lead to more than 5,000 new housing units and almost $1.4 billion in state and local tax revenue from state-owned land alone. And restoring access to records for the Office of Inspector General may hit a roadblock inside City Hall as a member of City Council pushed a charter amendment Monday. The charter amendment, introduced as a bill by Councilman Mark Conway during Monday's council meeting, seeks to designate the Office of Inspector General as a co-custodian of city records. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Defense has been an issue for the Orioles in the early season, but not last night in Chicago.
Swings, grounds the ball to first. Fair, smothered by Pete Alonso, who's had a wonderful road trip defensively. Pete does a great job to get the first out.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. That snare down the line by Alonso was key in the ninth, preventing two runs from scoring, and it helped a shaky Ryan Helsley save last night's 2-1 win over the White Sox. Post-game reaction on Alonso's defense from manager Albernaz.
That was crucial. Pete's defense has been better than we expected, and that's a credit to him and the work he's been putting in. But, yeah, that play down the line, that's not an easy play.
Potentially saving those two runs that could have tied the game. O's in Pale Hose this afternoon at 3:10 with Trevor Rogers on the hill for Baltimore. Maybe it was the stench of an 8-9 season. Maybe it was the whiff of public opinion turning against him. Whatever it was, Lamar showed up in Owings Mills yesterday for the first day of the rest of his life as a Raven. His first day under new head coach Jesse Minter and offensive coordinator Declan Doyle, who made this comment about Lamar's participation at his introductory press conference in February.
We would expect him to be here, and certainly it is voluntary.
And so it's also, if you want to say that you're going to win a championship, you want to say that you have championship standards and those are your goals and your expectations, certainly that's going to take work, that's going to take collaboration.
Baltimore is the first team in the NFL to be back in its building, as voluntary veteran minicamps can be held by teams with new coaches. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's a season on the brink for the Capitals. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time, 11:07. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Temperature is going to be a little bit cooler, and it will be windier for your Tuesday afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, but wind chill numbers making it feel like the 40s. Will be cold on Wednesday morning, so bundle up. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in Bel Air, 51 in Edgemere, and 49 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com.
This hour is brought to you by Timcal Heating and Cooling, trusted local experts keeping your home comfortable year-round.
Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Man, oh, man, if you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We have some great conversations in regards to what is possibly going to go down in Iran tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll keep our eyes on that for sure. And we're also talking a little bit about J.D. Vance. Many people not agreeing with me on some of my comments on J.D. I still believe that he should be a little more front and center, but some of you seem to think that that's not the case, and that's fine. We can disagree on that one. We're also talking about the juvenile automatic charging bill that passed in Annapolis just yesterday, and so I know there are many state's attorneys that were against this bill. I'm sure we're going to most likely hear from them, I would think, in the next 24 hours, so we'll keep an eye on that as well. And then we're talking about Governor Wes Moore and his questions from Fox 45 Spotlight of Maryland, Gary Collins. He kind of ran away from the question about whether or not, with the new polling that came out, whether or not he was concerned about the fact that there are many voters that are saying that they do not trust him as a governor and that his credibility and his approval rating is now dropping. And so he didn't want to answer it. And so we were kind of playing that audio and talking about that. But right now, I want to get right to this conversation because I'm very appreciative to have on the show Dr. Oye with me, and for a couple of different reasons. Number one, he's on the other side of the aisle, and a lot of times you don't get a lot of people that want to talk to the other side and have an adult conversation and possibly being able to have dialogue and ideas to attack a situation with a great solution. So I appreciate that he's coming on, but real quick, just so you know, Dr. Oye is a D.C. representative, a pharmacist, a former ANC, and the son of Nigerian immigrants who built a life rooted in service. Oye is running for D.C. Council at Large to make the district more affordable, protect access to health care, expand educational opportunity, and stand up to Donald Trump and his cronies. Dr. Oye, thank you so much for joining this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
No, absolutely. Now, Dr. Oye, I have to say, I reached out. You probably have no idea who I am, and you probably never heard the show, but you were so gracious enough to say, you know what, that you would come on. First and foremost, thank you for doing so. But what made you even agree to the interview?
Well, first of all, I do know who you are, Kim. You know, D.C. is not too far away from Maryland. But at the same time, though, I believe that we all want the same thing, whether it's safe communities. We want to make sure people feel comfortable and make sure young people are spend their time productively. So even if we have difference in opinions how we get there, just knowing that we have that same mission in mind, you know, in my opinion, makes for great conversations. You know, when we're siloed, I don't believe that we come up with the best opportunities and the best answers, but when we talk together, we get to it.
All right. Well, that's good. I appreciate that. I also want to just point out, because I said earlier on the show, I wanted to point out to everybody, I love the fact that you always dress professionally, right? You show up professional. We don't always see that, okay, here in Baltimore. Right. So I just want to say that I appreciate you doing that. Dr. Oye, you know, the video that I saw that you posted, of course, you know, got a lot of views on X, and you were talking about the juveniles and the fact that they're, you know, pretty much out of control there in D.C. right now. They're running the streets. I know they've been trying, I don't know if they implemented the curfew as of yet. First and foremost, you know, my first question would be, did they implement the curfew? And then secondly, it sounds to me that you don't agree with the curfew measures. You know, I want to get your take on what do you think is going to work in this situation to get these juveniles under control?
Yeah, so absolutely. A little bit of background, you know, there's these teen takeovers that sweep the nation. You know, young kids who are in middle school, who are the kids that were in elementary school during the pandemic and the last 2 years of socialization, have been going outside and just basically been causing a little bit of destruction. Now, a few months ago, the D.C. Council passed an emergency curfew legislation that basically didn't allow young people to be in certain spaces after 9, 10 o'clock or so. Now, the thing is that the curfew is not working. What's happening is that young people are still violating the curfew. They're going to these areas. Now, with the increased police presence, you're almost creating that rebellious nature that teenagers often have. So I came out last week, spoke on the value of having more proactive measures, whether it's getting young kids involved with programs, giving them employment, or even giving them fun things to do as the 90-day period of the curfew is going to elapse. And the council is essentially thinking about re-implementing another 90 days of a curfew without any other solutions. So it got a lot of engagement, as you saw, but most importantly, it created a dialogue of what can we do on top of or instead of a curfew that right now doesn't seem to be working.
So let me ask you, because here in Baltimore, it might be a little bit different, but here in Maryland, we might put a curfew forward, but the police really can't do much, right? They're kind of handcuffed when it comes to these juveniles. And with the laws on the books from, you know, our state house, the juveniles, most times, even if they're picked up during a curfew, they're taken right back home with a slap on the wrist, and then they're back out again. I guess my question to you is, do you think that if the police were given a little more leeway to do their job, and that we actually did something as far as accountability on the end of, say, the juvenile justice system, do you think that that could work?
Well, I hear your perspective, because a lot of people think that when you increase penalties, people make the different decision. I don't see any data that's suggesting that police officers really want to take kids to jail or to put them in a juvenile system. And with my expungement clinics and where we helped people get their records cleared or, you know, get second chance opportunities, it was oftentimes those earlier arrests that set somebody down the path to harsher sentences in the future. So I don't believe officers really want to lock up kids. And obviously people want to get parents to get their children back home or get, you know, have adults, you know, help kids go from event to home without hurting themselves or hurting the community. So I'm not sure that, you know, equipping officers with more incarcerating powers on the young people will actually work. But having a holistic approach, whether it's community-based organizations, folks like yourself, parents, you know, big folks in the community talking to kids about the right way, really had that big impact. I've been volunteering in classrooms for 12 years, getting kids interested in science careers. And if you look at some of these kids acting out, whether it's in D.C. or in Baltimore, and you ask them what they want to be in 5 years, they might not be able to tell you. So having folks like you, Kim, who can talk to people about becoming elected officials, becoming media professionals, just steer young people to the right direction, I believe has a lot bigger impact than, say, chasing kids around in the middle of the night, arresting them, putting them through the justice system that doesn't always have performative outcomes.
Well, Dr. Oye, and I love your passion on this, all right, but I got to cut to the chase here. You know, there are kids that want to learn, there are kids that want to do the right thing, and then there's that 15-20% that do not. And they're usually the ringleaders, they're usually the ones that are calling the shots, and they're usually the ones causing the most chaos. You know, at some point in time, I wonder what you feel about this. What about getting the parents involved? Because I see that, Dr. Oye, you are an immigrant's child, right? I assume that you were born here in America.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. And so you have immigrant parents. I know a few Nigerian families, sir. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you don't play around at home. All right. It is focused on education, the structure of the family, hard work, discipline. You know, when you look at your upbringing, do you think your parents would have been relying on rec centers, or did they rely on rec centers to help with you?
Yeah, believe it or not, the person I am today wasn't always the person that acted very well in the community. I mean, when I was growing up, I was teased, I was bullied because of my name or what I looked like, what I sounded like. So I was often getting into fights because I was bullied. And it really took a lot of people who did not give up on me to turn me the right direction. So using my experiences, you know, and using, you know, sometimes, you know, our elected officials don't value kids and I don't know all of them, but I actually believe that they can turn it around. And just because they made a mistake once or they were in the wrong crowd once shouldn't derail them for the rest of their lives. And I understand what you're saying. There's 15-20% of kids who are really doing bad things. That's not all the kids in these curfews. Some of them are just running away, but they're in the mix of these situations. So my goal is to bring adult professionals who can stop that pushing match before it becomes a fight, that stops that fight before it becomes a stabbing or a shooting. Because at the end of the day, nobody in D.C. or Baltimore deserves to go outside and see their cars damaged, see their house shot into, to see their kids hurt.
Well, right.
We're trying to prevent that from happening.
Right, Dr. Oye, but the kids that are damaging cars, they're not the kids that want to go to movie night, with all due respect.
Well, you never know. You know, I actually talked to some kids yesterday.
Dr. Oye.
But I will say we have laws. If a child commits a violent offense, then they're going to be held accountable to the law. We don't need a curfew to enforce the law. If somebody is breaking into cars, carjacking people, hurting people, there's already laws to address that. And the police should be going after those crimes. They should not be chasing around teenagers at the metro station.
So your beef is the curfew, but if they're doing these link-ups, how else can you, you know, kind of get a hold of what's going on in that situation? I guess, you know, my other comment is, what about the parents? Are you okay with arresting the parents for kids that are out of control and committing some of these heinous acts?
So right now, under the curfew laws, that if a young person violates the curfew, they can be signed up to 25 hours of community service and their parents can be fined. We don't even enforce that. So before we even get into arresting parents or taking away certain benefits, if they're in certain situations, we should actually enforce the laws that we already have. And it's if we can't even do that right now, I don't know how we're going to be able to go to even further measures, whether it's arresting parents or taking away certain services or even looking at their housing situation or whatnot, or even taking away children from certain households. Not that I support them, but we're not even doing the ground level work of what we're already doing rather than passing
more laws. So you agree with Republicans to enforce the laws on the books? Well, that's interesting, Dr. Oye, because that's what we want. That's what we want. And I also wanted to ask you, because in your bio it says that you would go against President Trump and his cronies. I wanted to just ask you, what is it that President Trump has implemented that has made life harder there for you in D.C.?
I am so glad you asked. Now, people are talking about Black Lives Matter Plaza being ripped up. A lot of people feel that's symbolic. But what's not symbolic is the budget that's been taken away from us for two straight years. We lost about $1.1 billion from Congress after they deemed that D.C. is a federal entity and not a jurisdiction or a state. And even President Trump himself said that we should get our money back. But the Republican Congress didn't give it back to us. So pushing President Trump to his word and making sure that we in D.C. get what's right is really important. This year, we try to decouple our tax system so we can afford certain things like a child credit and things that really saves D.C. families a lot of money. But it was overturned. So finding ways for D.C. to have more autonomy over our own outcomes is something I'm really pushing for, because we elected a mayor, we elected a council, we deserve to have our final say. And right now, we're not getting that.
Okay, so the first part there, you say you actually agree with Trump, so you're not really pushing back against Trump. So he hasn't really done anything to D.C.
Oh, I wouldn't say all that. We have a National Guard invasion that hasn't been saving us any situation. It's cost the American taxpayer $1 million, and is really inflaming our communities.
Well, the mayor said that it's made things safer. There's people that have said that they're safer now, and they feel safer because the National Guard is there. I was there yesterday for the Easter egg roll. I saw some of the National Guardsmen. Do you not agree that it's safer there?
The data doesn't show that it's safer. And whether you're looking
got less homicides and less violent crime right now since the National Guard has taken the streets.
We
also have less homelessness on the streets as well.
We had less crime was going down before the National Guard deployment. And furthermore, we could use that money a little bit better. At a time where D.C. leads the country in unemployment, with 7% because of DOGE cuts, We could be hiring D.C. residents to patrol our streets, keep us safe. Instead, we have folks from South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, literally leaving their families to monitor metro stations, to shag fly balls, to pick up snow during Snow Creek earlier this year. This is not the best use of our money or our resources.
Well, I would think those that were snowed in and couldn't get their cars out, I would think they would appreciate it. But Dr. Oye, before you go, I wanted to ask you your personal story, because to me, you seem like a well-rounded, articulate, great guy that is very successful. And I just want to know, because there's a lot of young black men that could be listening to this show, what made you so successful today?
It took people not giving up on me. You know, my mom and dad moved to this country in the 1970s, built off the life of off the sweat and tears of most African Americans and good meaning people beforehand. They came to this country after the Civil Rights Act in 1964, Brown versus Board of Education, went to a predominantly white school, but they were accepted because the laws made such. And they believed that in America, if they worked hard, they could live with dignity. If their kids worked hard, their kids could live with dignity. And with me, my parents forced me to understand the sacrifices that not only they made, but also people before them made in terms of this country. And they made sure I appreciated it. They made sure I worked hard. They made sure that I also give back. So when I became a pharmacist, I started pushing kids that look like me, kids that didn't look like me, to really be interested in science careers because I know the difference it makes in people's lives. And now in public service, I just try to give back to those who made life possible for me. My parents were not able to meet in Nigeria. My dad's from a poor side. My mom is from a wealthier side. And in Nigeria, there's a caste system. But in America, that was not something that would prevent them from meeting. And I owe my life to the people in this country, whether we agree on certain issues or not, because this country is a land of opportunity. And yeah, for folks who are from marginalized communities, black or whatnot, I think finding ways to just get better every day, meeting people like yourself who can inspire them to think differently and think better and just not make excuses, makes a huge difference in our outcomes as a community.
Well, Dr. Oye, I appreciate you and I agree. And it sounds to me that you had great parents that came here legally, that did the right thing and pushed good education and family structure and discipline. And that is why you're successful today. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I hope that you're successful. I do.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good one. We'll talk more about this when we get back. First, I recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Shauna and Steven, the owners, are now being almost 2 years, have majestically continued Shauna's dad's, Tim Munson's, love and passion for helping create your needs and your dreams. Their craftsmanship, attention to detail, and commitment to doing the right thing is why families have trusted AES since 1989, and so do I. The AES motto is still, when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 and visit aeshome.us.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
I'm Ferenc Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. This is the golden era of fixed assets. Annuities and guaranteed lifetime income are paying the best rates in 40-plus years. If you have an annuity over 2 years old, the new products can pay your penalty to switch and are often guaranteed to outperform your current product. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m., or contact Ferenc at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 4 p.m., on AM 680, WCBM.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Again, that was Dr. Oye. It's O-Y-E if you want to follow him online. And I do appreciate him coming on the show. And hopefully we'll get more Democrats to come on the show and we can talk to them in the future. And I will say you know, a couple different things. I'll get your text messages. Also, if you want to weigh in, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So it sounds like, because this is a little misleading from his video online, it sounds like he just doesn't appreciate the curfew itself. Not that every kid should be going to movie night. It sounds like he agrees that 15 or 20% that, you know, make life hell for everyone else. It sounds like he does, in fact, want to hold them accountable. He says there's already laws on the books to hold that group accountable. And he wants them to enforce those laws on the books. Well, see, that's different than what's on his website. And that's different from what's in the video. And I just wanted to touch on, you know, his success story, because he is a success story. And so his parents did come here legally. And that is right after the civil rights era. And that would be right when they were really pushing affirmative action. As I told you before, my father benefited from affirmative action. And so, you know, that changed the trajectory, for, I think, for a lot of families. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it is having both parents in your life. It is family structure. It is the value of education. And it's also discipline. And the parents need to be involved. And so, unfortunately, that 15 to 20% that's running amok, that 15 to 20% doesn't have those items. And that's why I think the parents should be held accountable, number one. And I know many, there are some people that call and disagree with that. But even at the very least of it, really lock these kids up. Make them feel the pain. Make them understand that there are consequences for their actions. And look, we were all kids once, right? We didn't all make the right decisions every day. Of course not. Right? Our parents didn't know what we were doing every day. Of course not. But there's got to be consequences for those actions. And I did look it up when it comes to D.C. schools. And I know that he's been volunteering with D.C. school programs, and I appreciate that. I think anybody would. But they're spending $33,000 per student annually. That's roughly $14,000 more than the national average. So they're not hurting for money, even when it comes to the education system. This is, it comes down to holding these kids accountable for their actions. That's what it comes down to. But I hope that Dr. Oye continues to talk about his personal story and how he became, you know, the success story and it was able to benefit from the American dream. All right, coming up next, so much more. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says the Iranian leadership is well aware of what it must do to bring peace to Iran, avoiding the prospect of even greater destruction to come. The president's deadline for attacks on Iran's infrastructure is drawing closer. It's 8 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Terrorists target the Israeli diplomatic outpost in Turkey. Gunmen attacked a building that houses the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. Sparked a gunfight, left one terrorist dead, two police officers wounded, two other attackers were captured. Presidential congratulations to the crew of the Artemis II mission for his record-setting trip around the far side of the moon. President Trump called the astronauts, who have traveled deeper into space than many others. Sell-off on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is down 355 points, while the Nasdaq is off 273. More details at srnnews.com.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A shaky ninth, but Hell's Bells prevail.
Tying run at third, winning run at first. Two strike, two out pitch from Helsley. Struck him out swinging. Had him the whole way. The Orioles survive a white knuckle ride in the ninth. Snap their losing streak at three.
An apt description from Kevin Brown on Masson as Ryan Helsley closes out the White Sox last night. 2-1 the final on the south side of Chicago. Helsley's third save of the year didn't come easy. A hit, a run, two walks. Manager Albernaz in the postgame.
The first bat of the first three pitches, he was going leg kick. He self-regulated and went slide step to kind of organize a little better, and it worked out. He had some issues with the footing of the mound, which is common for closes because they're the last one to touch the mound.
Daytime baseball for you today at 3:10 as Trevor Rogers goes for Baltimore. Meanwhile, on the ice, the cap season on the break. After the 8-1 shredding they endured at the hands of the Rangers Sunday night, head coach Spencer Carberry on when he realized his team didn't have it.
Quite honestly, right from puck drop, first shift of the game, doesn't decide the game, but you could see, you know, we get behind the 8-ball, and then just from there, we just did not have anything tonight. We looked really slow through. We couldn't move.
Caps off today in Toronto tomorrow night against the Leafs. 3 points out with three teams in front of them, four games left to play. And finally, a happy birthday today to the boxer who authored perhaps the greatest upset in the history of sports.
Oh, nice uppercut! Mike Austin does it! Look at this! He's knocked Mike Tyson down for the first time in his career! Mike Tyson hits the canvas!
And 10 seconds later, it was over. Talking about Buster Douglas, of course, who turned 66 years old today, upsetting Mike Tyson in Tokyo in 1990. Today, Buster Douglas is a boxing instructor and mentor in Columbus, Ohio, training amateur boxers. He's lost 200 pounds off what was a 400-pound frame. Coming up in 30 minutes, hail, hail to Michigan, the champions of college basketball. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe in Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Mostly sunny skies and temperatures a little bit cooler. Highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, but feels like temperatures in the 40s with that wind that's going to be with us through the afternoon. We're waking up cold on Wednesday morning with freeze warnings in effect, and then Wednesday afternoon less wind, but still chilly, warmer conditions later this week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
File with TurboTax Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get the biggest refund and help you do more. File today in the Credit Karma app.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, again, thank you so much, Dr. Oye, for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll speak to Doug Nino Mangione, if he's not too busy there in the State House, and also Jacqueline Stevens. She'll join us at 11 o'clock. I told you there are a few candidates running for the House and the Senate in the state of Maryland that we have not spoken to. Jacqueline Stevens is one of those individuals running in Baltimore County, so we'll talk to her tomorrow at 11 o'clock as well. I have a text here from Ken. Ken says, Kim, your guest political platform in D.C. sounds purely theatrical. Ideas that are good on paper, but in reality destroy society. Typical Democrat talking propaganda. Well, Ken, I also said, I asked him about the Donald Trump piece because, looking at his platform, it seems to me that he just has on there fighting against Donald Trump because that's the thing to say. But there's nothing on his platform that, you know, even addresses any of President Trump's policies or much of anything of what he said. So to bring up the National Guard, I thought that was interesting because, as I noted, yeah, I saw the National Guard down by the White House yesterday. And everybody was shaking their hands and taking pictures with them. And I mean, it's, I mean, but, you know, people felt safe. And it is, you know, if you're looking at the numbers, it is a lot safer in D.C. since the National Guard showed up. But they do have that talking point of saying, oh, well, it was already trending downward. Well, Mayor Bowser herself said that the National Guard has been a huge help. So, you know, it kind of flies in the face of that, you know, considering she is the mayor and also a Democrat. But I think there's going to be a lot of people running for office of like, you know, let's stick it to President Trump again this election cycle. Down there in D.C., Dr. Oye, you know, many of those candidates, they don't have any Republican challengers either. So they're going to make it. They're going to get in. And that's just kind of where it is. All right. I did want to mention Harmeet Dhillon, because remember we were trying to figure out last week who's going to be the next AG now that Pam Bondi is out. Just so you know, Harmeet Dhillon, now her name is at the top of the list. They were talking about Lee Zeldin, remember, the Secretary of EPA. Well, many people have chimed in and said that they like Lee Zeldin at the EPA. So he might just stay in that seat. Harmeet Dhillon. Just in case you are wondering exactly what it is that she has done and who she is, she's an American lawyer and Republican Party official serving as the U.S. Assistant Attorney General for the Civil Rights Division. She's been in that seat since 2025. She is a former chair or vice chair of the California Republican Party and a former Republican National Committee woman for California. Now, she also has a law practice, Dhillon Law Group, and she's you might have heard about her more because during the COVID pandemic, she was filing lawsuits to halt the implementation of the stay-at-home orders and other restrictions. She criticized face mask requirements, called for the reopening of the economy, and of course schools, and opposed mail-in voting. So she filed a lot of lawsuits during the COVID pandemic, saying that most of what we saw at that time was unconstitutional. And so, like I said, she's at the top of the list so far, but we'll continue to watch and see what happens there. I do want to just share this little nugget with you with Representative Tim Burchett. You know, the more they talk about aliens, it's really souring on me. Because the more they say about it, the more it sounds like it's not real at all. And it's making me mad. And I, because there's a part of me that wants to believe that there are aliens. But the more they talk about it, the more I just don't believe it, in which they're saying. Anyways, Representative Tim Burchett out of Knoxville, Tennessee, he actually sat down and talked to TMZ about this. And in case you didn't know, this is like a big conversation right now in Congress. I know. They're talking more about aliens and the UFOs. Take a listen.
What I want to make sure I'm understanding is a member of our government has told you and others, I guess, that there is a form of alien life and machinery which maybe brought this living creature here that interacted in some form with people?
Yeah, they have. And they've, it's pretty wild. I know. But I'm just telling you, I'm not going to lie to you. I'd take a lie to tell you. You won't put me on a polygraph. I'll take it. But, you know, this is what the guy told me. I mean, I've had a very high ranking naval official describe, you know, I've talked about this before, underwater craft, something big as a football field moving at over 200 miles an hour. And there's no fish in the ocean that would do that. We don't even have a sub that'll probably do 40 miles an hour under the, and the last thing he said before he left my office was, it was kind of weird because he didn't go out he went out the side door, which nobody ever uses. And he looked at me, he pulled me up close. He said, "Tim, they're real." And that's the last thing he said to me. That'll be the title of my book, I guess.
Okay, that's Congressman Tim Burchett, who I love. And he actually endorsed me in the last race in 2024. And he's a great guy. But it's like I'm watching this interview and I'm like, wait a minute, what? And then why does he mention the side door? Yeah, there's a side door in every congressional office. And I mean, you could go in and out of it. It doesn't really matter if you know that it's there. I don't know. It's just like the more they talk about it, the more I don't believe it. Now, of course, in the ocean, I guess anything can be down there, right? I mean, that's a good way to sell it because how would we know? Anyways, I just wanted to share that with you because it is up for discussion right now. And many people on X, you know, formerly known as Twitter, they're saying that this conversation is really a distraction from the important things going on. And I'm you know, inclined to believe that. Also, the question of the day at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should the U.S. bomb Iran's infrastructure if negotiations are incomplete by 8 p.m.? It did sound like that we already dropped something. We'll probably get an update here soon today. But right now, 83% of you say yes, 17% of you say no. Look at me. Today, I'm in the majority. I say drop it. Drop it. I mean, like, at this point, stop, like, you know, the bait. Like, just do it. Just do it. Is that Nike's motto? Just do it, you know, and then we'll just handle it from there. But, you know, kind of like dancing around all of it. I don't want to do that anymore. I need results. I need solutions. I need impact. I need people coming to the table. And if that, you know, if blowing up, you know, pieces of their infrastructure, if that's what's going to happen to make it happen, then you know what? So be it. So be it. So it looks like we're all pretty much in agreement. Now, I do know that many of you are tired of hearing about Jeffrey Epstein. I am as well. You know that I am. But I just wanted to share this clip with you because now they're saying, I know it's another piece here, another piece to the pie. They're saying that Jeffrey Epstein could have possibly been tipped off in 2005 before his big raid. Take a listen.
It appears that Jeffrey Epstein might have been tipped off on a search of his Palm Beach home in 2005. More than 100 pieces of potential evidence were, at this point allegedly, removed in the weeks ahead of the Palm Beach police search of the Epstein home in 2005 October. A private investigator reportedly removing evidence that included multiple computers, more than 24 phone directories, dare I say, a list, and sexually explicit material that may or may not have incriminated others. One FBI agent later saying that in a sealed court filing that the items were, quote, purposely removed from Mr. Epstein's home in an anticipation of an execution of a search warrant. Not only that, but a woman who worked as Epstein's personal assistant told the FBI in 2021 that she was instructed by Epstein to gather his items so an unidentified man could collect them from the Palm Beach home. Sounds conveniently like they knew something was coming. Question is, from who and why are we only finding out about this now? Judicial Watch attorney and author of the fantastic book, Defiant, Christina Bob, who received the warrant at Mar-a-Lago for some search. All right, Christina, Todd Blanche, who's now in charge, basically saying, we're done. We're moving on from this case.
Yeah, you know, Carl, it's really weird. It's almost like the Department of Justice doesn't want the American public to know what's going on, and they have been hiding it from the American public for a few decades. That's certainly what it looks like. So I'm not surprised that they haven't changed their tune, because this is what they've been saying for the last 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
We're a bit at an impasse, and the American public is at the mercy of the Department of Justice. Now, folks have been doing a fantastic job, like yourself and like other media outlets, you know, other voices saying, hey, we're not done with this. The American people are not done with this. We want to know what's going on. And, you know, I will give credit to this Department of Justice. They've released more than any other administration, but we're not done.
As you heard there, that's Christina Bob with Carl Higbee. They were on Newsmax. And interesting enough, there are a lot of people that are done. But Christina Bob, as you heard, she's with Judicial Watch with Tom Fitton. So she's not done. Tom Fitton is like a dog with a bone on this Epstein file case. And I wonder if there's more to come out here in the following weeks. And maybe that's why we saw the ousting of Pam Bondi at the time that we did. Usually there is a cause, right, for the ousting of some of these top spots. Now, there are many people questioning whether or not Kristi Noem's ousting was because they knew that the Daily Mail story was coming in regards to her husband on top of her handling of what was going on in Minneapolis. I guess we'll never know. But if this heats up, I think we can firmly point and say, okay, maybe this is something that the DOJ, possibly Pam Bondi, was sitting on. I guess we'll see. I also wanted to point out, speaking of Pam Bondi, Eric Swalwell might be in hot water. You know what? I hate this. I hate defending Eric Swalwell or, you know, the people on the left that are like Eric Swalwell in any way. But I want you to take a listen to this because apparently there's going to be many people coming out, like the Me Too movement against Congressman Eric Swalwell. That's the word on the street. And there's going to be many women that will be accusing him of maybe being a predator or sexual harassment, sexual assault. Take a listen.
The Democratic candidate currently leading in the California governor's race has a known history of being predatory towards women. And while it may be seen as politically expedient to sweep this under the rug, it is the wrong thing to do, and we know it. I worked on the Hill. I know many women who still do. And this message that I received yesterday is not unique. I have received others, and there are many women who have reached out to other political commentators and to reporters with their stories. This particular message follows the same pattern as the other allegations currently circulating. You know Eric Swalwell has slept with many of his interns and makes them all sign NDAs so they don't speak up, right? And when I was 19, he tried hitting on me and sliding into my DMs, and I have so many other friends that have similar experiences with him. Like I said, this message that I received is not an anomaly. It's part of a pattern. Other commentators have come forward, like this one, saying that no less than a dozen people have come forward to them alleging that Swalwell has had inappropriate relationships with young staffers for years.
All right. So these are Democrats. These women are Democrats coming forward because they are upset about Eric Swalwell and I guess, you know, how he's doing in the governor's race there in California. But it sounds to me that they might end up with a Republican governor. They've got the open, you know, jungle primaries there. So I don't know what they're going to do there in California, but it's heating up. I know Steve Hilton is supposedly doing very well. Hinton, I should say. Is it Hilton or Hinton? I got to look at it. But Eric Swalwell is who they are all referring to. Here's the problem with all of this. A few things. Number one, they're Democrat women, right? They're livid about it. But it's not something that the press, like the mainstream media, is going to take and really run with, right? You're not going to see all of this playing out on CNN. They're going to most likely treat it kind of like the women that came forward on former Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York. But this was a little different than Andrew Cuomo. With Andrew Cuomo, I thought that he was going to face some repercussions because it sounded to me that those women did not want him to touch them at all, right? It was some unwanted touches there. The thing with Eric Swalwell, the more that I read in some of those messages, all of the girls that are in question here are over the age of 18, and they all signed NDAs. So they went out on dates with him and signed an NDA before going out on a date. Now, is it wrong that he was hitting on these interns? Is it wrong that he was going out on these dates morally? Sure. The problem is there's no law against it. They're all of age, and they all signed these NDAs, and they all went out and said, now somebody could point out saying that, oh, it was not consensual. That's different. But I read the text messages this girl posted, and not one of these people said that it wasn't consensual. They just said, oh, I'm one of many, and that's not right. It's not right, but it's not against the law. So I don't know if they have a case here. If they have somebody come forward and saying that he, you know, touched me and it was unwanted and I told him to stop and, you know, all that jazz, then that's a different story. But I don't see it as of yet. And like I said, the last person I want to defend is Eric Swalwell. But here we are. Here we are. Now, I did mention before on Capitol Hill, a lot of this goes on. And it's unfortunate because a lot of those girls are very young. And, you know, you remember what it's like to be 18, 19 years old. And if you think a congressman is hitting on you and he wants to date you and make you the next, you know, Ginger Gates like Matt Gaetz's wife, then, you know, they're all for it. The problem is there are some people down there like Eric who just dates, you know, and hooks up with anybody and everybody. And then their hearts are broken and then they're upset about it. Unfortunately, breaking their hearts is not against the law. Now, should this behavior go on the Hill? It should not. But this is what I was saying before. It's an open secret. It happens all the time. All of the time. And that's why, you know, I wish I was a little older during the Monica Lewinsky years. Because I guarantee you there were probably lots of people on Capitol Hill that were sweating bullets when they found out about Monica keeping that dress. I bet they were scared, man. Oh, and that's why we got the slush fund down there. And you know what? They voted against releasing it. I bet. Oh, I can only imagine what was written in that book. I can only imagine. It's sad. I guess, you know, this is one of those things where you got to have a heart-to-heart to the moms out there. You got to talk to your daughters. Like, look, I know you want to be an intern out there on Capitol Hill, and I know it's going to be fun, and this is a dream job and a dream opportunity, but You know, just make sure that you keep everything very professional, no matter, you know, who says what to you. You know, it's like you got to have one of those conversations that you don't want to have. All right, coming up next, I did want to talk a little bit about the four people injured at McCormick & Company here in the state of Maryland. And then also a couple other news stories just to get into. Stay right there. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say I love you or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, or conversations with an old friend? Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it doesn't. But no matter what your age, I want you to call Audiology Associates. The number is 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland and have been for over 45 years. And for your convenience, they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So all you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or if it's easier, go online, www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
If you've been hurt because someone else was careless, you deserve answers and, of course, compensation. I'm JB the Ouch Guy, and with me, you pay nothing unless we win your case. No upfront fees, no risk, just results. Call 877-OUCH-911 today. Ouch Guy is on your side. Ouch Guy is Yoshua Beer.
The Rob Carson Show.
We went through a hell of a lot during the 4 years that Joe Biden was president. When is somebody going to be held accountable for COVID? When is somebody being held accountable for not telling us the truth about it? When are people going to go to jail for opening our southern border and hundreds of thousands of children and women being trafficked for sex? And when are some people going to jail for opening the southern border to fentanyl, which killed 100,000 plus people per year in America?
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I can hear Eric Swalwell now. Hey, sweetheart, remember when I got caught up with that Chinese spy? Yeah, yeah, yeah. To make sure that never happens again, could you go ahead and sign right here on this dotted line? That's another thing. Tell your daughters, do not sign an NDA before going out on a date. That's not cool at all. But it is. It's a sad situation down there on Capitol Hill. There should be a reality show about, you know, just all the going-ons down there. I bet, you know, none of it will ever happen. But boy, oh boy, when I tell you, it's madness. You know what? And I think about it. I was like, man, I'm going to have to take some of these secrets that I have to my grave on some of these people. But it's just like, wow. It really is. It's, you wouldn't believe it. Maybe you would believe it. Maybe you would. Here they're supposed to be focusing on making our lives better with our tax dollars. And that's not what they're doing at all. Not even close. All right. I did want to mention four people injured after machinery malfunction at McCormick & Company. Very sad to hear this, but four people yesterday injured. Crew responded to the, 1100 block of McCormick Road in Hunt Valley around 2:15 p.m. According to Baltimore County Fire Department, four people have been injured, with one being listed as seriously injured and flown to shock trauma. Three others have suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Very sad. The hazmat team was on site, so I guess it most likely was a hazmat issue. Hopefully we'll get some more details. But make sure you keep them in your prayers. You know, it's funny because you don't usually hear stories about McCormick, right? We heard about them last year because obviously they were upset about Governor Wes Moore and the Democrats in Annapolis. They're like, look, if you put anything else in place, any more taxes or fees, we're leaving. And remember Governor Westmore, he kept talking about a broad tax. Remember that? And then they said, we're leaving if you do it. And he's like, no more broad tax. That's not what I meant. But then, you know, just last week they talked about merging with helmets. Remember? And now here they are in the news again. Hopefully everything's okay over there at McCormick and Spice. I do hope everything is all right. Now, of course, there's lots of stories floating. There are many Republicans, I'm sure we'll talk about this tomorrow, upset with President Trump and his actions that he's going to be taking at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight if Iranian leaders do not come to the table and make a deal. The Iranian people, if you could imagine, they're also taking to social media. And I will go through some of these videos. The thing about these videos, and I don't usually share them on the show because they're so hard to hear, right? It's like, you know, nobody has a mic and they're all waving the Iranian flags and they're all in these huge crowds. And sometimes you can hear them chanting, you know, thank you, Trump, stuff like that. But other times it just sounds like a mess. Well, anyways, I will take a look this evening. But if you can imagine, the Iranian people are already taking to the streets in support of what Trump is planning to do at 8 p.m. Eastern. So we'll talk more about that, obviously, tomorrow. And like I said, we've got two guests planned. If Doug, you know, Mangione can make it with us, hopefully he can. But you know what? If you could, share the question of the day. Well, it's on social media, obviously, at WCBM, but share the question of the day because I would like to see the results also tomorrow. Right now, you do have a lot of support for dropping the bombs on infrastructure in Iran, still at 83%. But I wonder if tomorrow, after watching it, and I wonder, you know, if people will then take the poll and change their mind on whether or not they really appreciate it. I guess we'll have to see about that. We shall see. And then in Maryland, obviously, there are some bills that are being discussed and debated today. And we'll talk about those bills, I'm sure, tomorrow. I would say go out and enjoy the great weather, but it's not that nice today. It sounds like it's really cold. And did you hear it's going to be snowing in Chicago? That sounds like torture, doesn't it? Anyways, I will be looking for aliens when I leave, but I will be dialing in just a bit on that conversation, I have to say. I was surprised to hear what Tim Burchett had to say. All right, get some rest. I guess we'll all be waiting for the countdown here at 8 p.m. Eastern. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
This is the right choice for Maryland.